Thank you so much for joining us, Mark Littlewood, Institute of Economic Affairs, a free marketeer, a libertarian. This assumption we always make that, well, the ticket touts are doing a horrible thing, or are they just doing what they do? Thank you very much to Mark for that. Well, I'm done for another day. I'm sitting patiently waiting with his tan, which is annoyingly not fading as much as it should be.
Yeah, but that is annoying, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. Well, it can have a top up now, can't it? That's the thing. It's a week or so old, but it can have a top up now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
well, to be fair, the sun might be going down by the time you're off air.
Have you smeared some more on yourself over the weekend?
Fake tan? No, I haven't. No, but thank you. Yeah, he was talking about fake tan, not mayonnaise.
Or anything else, for that matter. I've heard those rumours.
Other condiments are available. Oh, you've got about less than 1 second to tell me what's happening on your show.
There were drunk people canvassing their opinion on the week's news.
That's just like your weekend as well.
Alco Vox Pops.
Perfect. That's coming up on Talk Radio with Mr. John Holmes. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Second half starting. 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. It is just after 1 o'clock. Let's call it a Monday. I'm John Holmes. And look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, ex-Villa player dies after tasering. Owen Smith claims Tories have plans to privatise the NHS. And no break for Andy Murray after his Olympic win.
Talk Radio.
A former Aston Villa striker has died after he was tasered by police in Shropshire. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
Officers were called to a home in Meadow Close in Telford early this morning because of concerns about someone's safety. It's believed the 48-year-old, who died around 90 minutes after he was hit by a stun gun, was Dalian Atkinson. He won the Goal of the Season award in the first ever Premier League campaign and scored in Villa's League Cup final victory in 1994. The incident has been referred to the Independent Police Complaints Commission, which is normal procedure.
More than £1 million in back pay is to be handed to thousands of Sports Direct workers. It's after the retail pilot admitted not paying the minimum wage. It will see some staff at the firm Shirebrook warehouse in Derbyshire receive as much as £1,000 in payments going back to May 2012. A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a policeman was hit by a van in Leicestershire. The officer is being treated for a broken leg. So-called zombie knives, which are becoming increasingly popular with gangs, are to be banned from later this week. They can be up to 2 foot long with a serrated edge. Owen Smith says if he becomes Labour leader, more private company involvement in the NHS will not be allowed. He's accused the government of having a secret plan to privatise healthcare, which he says he opposes. The MP, who's challenging current leader Jeremy Corbyn, claims more private involvement is inevitable under a Tory government.
It's set about putting in place a new work programme that would guarantee that more clinical services were being undertaken by private sector providers in the NHS. Their intention is now absolutely explicit.
For the first time, Boris Johnson's become the most senior duty minister in Whitehall while the Prime Minister's on holiday. It comes after a leaked letter by International Trade Secretary Liam Fox appeared to show he wanted to take key powers from the Foreign Secretary. And Andy Murray's mum has admitted she gets worried about how busy his tennis schedule is. In the early hours of last night, he became the first player to win two Olympic singles titles after beating Argentina's Juan Martin Del Potro in four sets. Judy told our sister station Talk Sport he's not having any breaks after getting gold in Rio.
Cincinnati Masters actually started yesterday. Andy had to fly last night to Miami after the final and the press and all the other things that you have to do when you win. I think is for me as a mum, I find it really worrying. I just don't know how he manages to do it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The weather.
A bright day for
yes,
most.
Yes, we know.
All right, I won't say it then.
Go on, Karen.
Oh, you want me to carry on
yeah.
now? Okay, fine. Although fairly cloudy for some in the far northwest and east. Sunnier than yesterday and feeling very warm with highs of 23 degrees.
Great, Victoria. Thank you very much. How was your weekend?
It was lovely, thank you. How was yours?
Fine, thanks, yes. I mean, I'm not interested. I'm just being polite. It's just office banter, isn't it?
That's
you turn up on the Monday and you haven't seen you since Friday, so it's polite to say, how was your weekend? Everyone does it in every office up and down this land, but no one really gives a toss about the answer. So I'm just, you know, cutting
good,
through.
Good to know.
Yeah. Shall we do some sport?
I think we have to.
Okay, contractually speaking. Is Ben in charge of it today?
I don't think so.
Oh, who do you think it is?
I think it's Ian Abraham's Moose.
Ian Moose Abraham's Moose?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he called Moose again?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says there's nothing
it's Moose.
He can
it's
do
Moose.
About
it's
some
Moose.
Of his players
right. Moose.
Not
Good.
Being ready for the new Premier League season. His side lost 4-3 to Liverpool in their opener in North London yesterday. Chelsea start their Premier League campaign under new manager Antonio Conte this evening.
Conte.
Italian takes charge of his first home game with West Ham, having joined the Blues in the summer after guiding Italy during Euro 2016.
Mm.
Chelsea struggled for form last season, yeah. having won the title the season before.
Right.
Conte says the players can use that experience to take them forward.
If we remember last season, we have more strength. But now, it's important to think to the present and to build a good future.
Finally, after an amazing weekend in Rio, could be another big day for Team GB. Charlotte Dujardin and Mount Vallegro will hope to live up to their
struggled
biggest
there,
favourites.
Didn't you, Moose?
The individual dressage title. Muhammad Ali goes into boxing in the flyweight, while Mark Cavendish, Becky
dead.
James, Katie Merchant
what?
And Laura Trott
what?
Are all in action in the Velodrome. That's your sport, what powered by TalkSport.
That's Moose there with some sport of sorts. Is there another Muhammad? I didn't know that.
I'm going to Google it.
You're fine. Good. All right then. Hello. Let's do some sort of Monday program.
Talk Radio.
You have the power to set yourself free. We have put an end to line rental charges with our Vodafone Unlimited Fibre Home Broadband. Vodafone. Power to you.
18-month agreement. Subject to credit check, acceptance and availability. New and upgrading fibre broadband products only. Full terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, the UK's 34th American singer, songwriter, musician, and pioneer of the sound of Motown. That tells you the traffic, to remind you that you're stuck behind a bus, licking each other's ears. To be clear, what's that racket? If you're just joining us, welcome along. I am Marvin Gaye. And passing around a baby panda in a branch of Claire's accessories. That's not a euphemism. Some breaking music news for you as well. Donald Trump appears to have called in because hearing me say metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, has reminded him we are going to play Oh No Sir.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Not my words, of course, but the words of the president of the International Olympic Committee as he hands out the medals. That's what he does. He walks up to the podiums, podia, plural, to give those medals out, hand over the jewellery, and he bellows those words, the words of Tony Hadley out of Off of Spandau Ballet, into the faces of the gold winners. They're wrong, though, if you think about it, those words, because, you know, both the president of the International Olympic Committee and Spandau Ballet's Tony Hadley are wrong, because they're not indestructible, are they, the athletes, at all? You can't go, you're indestructible to an athlete, otherwise, you know. Try telling that to the French gymnast who broke his leg, or to Muhammad Ali that we were just talking about, who's dead. And don't say, ah, yes, but John, no. You see, Tony Hadley, out of Off of Spandau Ballet, and by extension the president of the International Olympic Committee, were actually referring to gold, the precious metal being indestructible, rather than the athletes themselves, you see. But you've got to take issue with that as well, because gold isn't indestructible either, of course. And yes, while there is no known natural substance that can destroy gold, it can be dissolved in nitric acid hydrochloride. So that, well, that actually obviously, it dissolves the gold, but I suppose gold's still there in a more widely dispersed state. So I guess mercury actually dissolves gold as well, but to be honest, you can still extract gold residue from that. So as Einstein pointed out, the only real way to destroy gold or any kind of matter is to change its form into another kind of matter, or change it into energy, for which you'd need a nuclear fission reaction. So to be honest, you know, it's not practical. So stupid Tony Hadley and stupid president of the International Olympic Committee. I forgot actually what point I was making now, but doesn't matter. Hello, it's the afternoon. I am John Holmes, and never mind first place, this is Talk Radio. Stood proudly on the podium, marked 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. Welcome along. It is Monday. Super Monday, let's call it that for no real reason. And I expect you're wondering just what is coming up in today's broadcasting equivalent of Nigel Farage's peculiar moustache. Well, of course, Headline Hijack on the way in this next hour or so. Your chance, my friend, to make up a news story, just like a tabloid journalist might. There's every chance. Your manufactured news that you make up, very simple, just write it down using words that you know in an order that makes sense, and get it to us on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Every chance, your manufactured news lie will then be included in the 2pm bulletin to confuse those who don't listen to this bit because they're out at lunch or whatever. Victoria's mouth, which goes like this.
Like this.
Will say the news, the made-up news, and they will believe it when they get back to their desk. That's the point of Headline Hijack. Also this hour, if you are lunching alone, we also invite you to get in touch to become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are sandwiching solo for any reason at all, then you can email us for the opportunity to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the email address. Work experience punditry also this afternoon. That's from 2 o'clock today. Aidan brings the gift of music, reviewing new music and the music news and so forth. We've got the news in haikus. We've been out over the weekend asking drunk people falling out of pubs for their inebriated insight into the week's news. You can hear the results of that mess in Alco Vox Pops later on the programme. We do that on a Monday. There's also the Diversity paper review. Each day we do that to tick a different box. The papers are reviewed by a different diversity. Today, brand new reviewer, I'm led to believe, who is both black and Welsh. Blelsh. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, as you'd expect. Professor Stephen Hawking might well be here to tell us half a joke. Plus, it's the return of the Monday mystery quiz. To be honest, the biggest mystery is why we continue to do it. But it is your chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 on
not
the
available.
Programme before 4 o'clock.
On a different programme.
You can win £5,000.
No, you can't.
On this show later.
Not on this show. On Heart, maybe.
Plus, feel free, if you're listening this afternoon, feel free to wear a burkini, what with the hot weather, during the show. You can wear a burkini, whether you want to or not. And you know why? We're happy with it because it annoys the French. Ginger Dave is not producing. Yeah, the sunshine, you see, and that marks the beginning of the student hunting season. Asprod Cass is all smiles as ever through the glass.
Yay.
Josh is on buttons today. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Yeah, see, new. Victoria's. Anyway, Victoria is giddy with news.
So giddy.
Yeah, paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
He's just saying really now what we all think about John Inverdale.
John Inverdale.
Yeah.
Oh, John Inverdale. Remember that time he accidentally swore on the news?
Yes, I do.
Oh, he accidentally said the C word.
He did, yes.
And funnily enough.
Yes.
Anyway, let's
okay,
move on.
Fine. Good, welcome along. I am John Holmes, and this is your Monday afternoon talk radio thing from Talk Radio on Talk Radio. I think we'll start with some music.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair. Work it out at the gym to fit my underwear. Oakley makes the shades a transformer tool. You'd hate for the kids to think that you lost your cool.
That is called Pork and Beans, and you're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And as Talk Radio's head of music, that is the song I have chosen to launch today's big story. And I expect you're now sitting there thinking, why has he chosen Weezer's Pork and Beans to launch today's big story? I imagine that's... Are you thinking that, Cornelius, aren't you?
John, I was just thinking that.
Yeah. What were you thinking, Zane?
I was just thinking one of my many thoughts.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Which are your thoughts? Fort Amherst? Fort Boyard? Fort William? Baggington Fort near Coventry? It's more of a... not really a fort anymore. It's more of a medieval... drumlin. Are any of those your thoughts?
Shut up.
Okay.
I was just...
yeah.
Thinking...
yes.
I was wondering, why are you playing Pork and Beans by Weezer?
A good question, actually. It's a good question. Nobody's just finishing there, look.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because if I were to give you some pork and or beans... or
I don't like beans.
All right, some pork.
Okay.
Right. Where... Do you mean green beans or like baked beans?
Any pulse.
Okay. So if I were to give you some pork...
Mm. In what type?
Well, any pork. It doesn't matter. It's not important. You're getting bogged down in the minutiae of the detail, right? So if I was to give you some pork, you know, where would you...
I'm just really struggling to imagine it. Sort of you giving me pork. I don't know.
I'm giving
it,
all right, it's a pork,
like.
It's a chop.
Okay.
Okay? Is that better?
Yeah.
Right, I've given you a chop, right? And you're going to eat it. Where would you eat it?
Off a plate.
Yes, which would be on a...
table.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
And that brings us to today's big story, which, of course, is Team GB's medal table. The medal table of the Olympics.
Could have gone for gold. I mean, you even... mentioned that in your earlier menu.
Oh, yeah,
you could have done gold by Spandau Ballet.
Didn't think of that. Anyway, it was pork and bits, because you'd put pork on a table to eat it by week. So, there. And we are going to be talking, of course, Olympic gold. I have some particular questions that need answering by an expert, which is where Ask Prod Cass comes in. She's no expert or anything, but her job is to book them. Cass, she's through the glass. She's...
Well,
yeah. Could you book as a guest, please?
I wasn't listening on what?
Metal. I want to talk about the
tables.
Medal tables, and specifically, I want to talk about the composition of the medals themselves. Because I'm interested in why we use gold, silver, and bronze in terms of precious. It's an interesting angle. I've come up with a new and interesting angle on the Olympic that no one else has done. Could you get me a guest, please?
A metal guest.
Knows about metal, yes. Thank
a metal
you.
Guest.
That's
okay.
Fine. Okay, thank you. Right, as broadcast, he's through the glass. She's now probably going to do that. We will talk to someone about metal medals next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Hello, I'm David Brent.
This summer, the boss is back.
Do you miss me?
And hitting the big screen.
I am following my dream as the lead singer in the band Foregone Conclusion.
We are going to get a little bit funky, probably too funky.
Ricky Gervais is David Brent, live on the road, in Cinemas Friday, Certificate 15.
Correct, I'm under.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris Design Bi-Tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now... the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The M5 is really struggling in both directions near Weston. Now, there was an accident on the northbound carriageway near Junction 21, the exit for Weston Supermare. All the restrictions have been lifted, but there's still some heavy traffic in both directions. A significant queue for the southbound M5 south of Birmingham towards Worcestershire. There's a lane out Junction 7 to 8 near Worcester because of a breakdown. There's been a number of other incidents along that stretch as well. In Derbyshire, the A6 through Chapel on the Frith is closed both ways because of a vehicle fire, and Cheshire's northbound M6 slow near 19 because of a breakdown. I'm Jarena Adams.
Have you been involved in an accident that was entirely your fault? Perhaps you've stumbled over a cat or reversed straight into your wife's new car. Why not quell the agony of self-loathing by downloading the best TalkSport app ever? Hear all your favourite TalkSport shows live or listen again from anywhere, including lawyers' waiting rooms, small claims courts and hospital A&E departments. Download the new, improved, accident-averse, spill-proof TalkSport phone app, free from your app store now. It's like a fourth emergency service for Giffords.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Why are they advertising the Talk Sport app on Talk Radio? Why are we running adverts for Talk Sport's app? Do you know that? You work in the office.
Yeah, we got the email. Said, by the way, yes, we're going to start running adverts for the Talk Sport app because it's struggling.
Right, fine.
It's struggling really badly, guys.
They need a leg up from us.
Yeah.
The 34th most popular station to listen to in Britain. And apparently, a possible 39.
Apparently it's struggling because it doesn't work at all.
Well, of course it doesn't, because it was made here. Right, so... I mean, I was joking.
You really would.
Right then, it's time to talk about today's big story. As Team GB in Rio win medals, they'll go down in history because of their unique ability, the medals, to confuse John Inverdale. The papers are rightly rammed today with all the talk of Super Sunday, of course, where Max Whitlock, and I think this is right, did something on the... I didn't watch it, but he did something on the floor and then pummeled a horse. I didn't see it, but presumably to get a gold medal for pummeling a horse, you have to pummel it to death or something. I'm not really... So that's probably what John Inverdale thinks anyway. But as Britain clambers up the medal table, we need to ask a very important question. And it is this. If we continue to win medals, how much is that going to cost in extra weight luggage charges when the team fly home? On the line, that's the question that no one is asking, with good reason. On the line, then, is a medal expert. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Hello there. And who's that on the right? Who's that?
My name's Loz. I'm on a beach in Cornwall, so forgive me if the sound's a bit dodgy. There's kids everywhere.
That's absolutely fine, Loz. Yeah. Loz, what? Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Loz, what? Loz surname?
Guest.
Yes. Right, okay, no, hang on. Loz, bear with me. Just a second, Loz. I'm just going to talk to our producer, Cass.
What?
Yeah, I mean, there's lazy, right? And then there is lazy.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I said book a guest. You've literally just booked someone with the name Guest.
No, you said a metal guest.
Yes, but his name is Guest.
Yeah, I know. And he knows metal. I have done my job to within an inch of that brief that you gave me.
You literally booked a guest called Guest?
Yes, that knows metal. <that's>...
Okay, Loz.
I was told to come on here and talk about metal. That's for the music.
What?
I work for Kerrang. You know the...
Oh, you're Loz Guest off Kerrang, the radio.
Yes. Yeah. Who are you?
That's a fair question. Okay, we're going to have to press on with this. How heavy is gold?
It depends on how much you have.
Yes. So let's say there's a lot of it. Let's say all of the gold medals that Britain have and can win, how much would that weigh?
I think it would be as heavy as Slayer or Slipknot.
Yes, again, Cass, just bear with me, Loz.
John.
Yes, you know I said metal, an expert in metal.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, what the story's about gold, isn't it?
Well, I wasn't listening. You said metal, and you know that I'm like...
Fine.
I'm on holiday here, guys.
Okay.
What am I doing?
All right, hang on. The average allowance on a flight... You're on holiday. I realise you haven't... Presumably you've driven to Cornwall, Loz, am I right?
Yes, I have, yes.
So it wouldn't really matter to you. But the average, I guess, a weight limit on a plane, something like 23, maybe 26 kilograms, something like that. And what my question is, just go with it, is that if an athlete comes back with a lot of medals, it's going to put them over the weight limit and be expensive, isn't it? That's my point.
Yes, I think so. You're probably better off asking, actually, a chap called Bruce Dickinson. He's the lead singer of a band called Iron Maiden.
Yes.
And he flies planes.
That he does, actually. That is a good point. I hadn't really... Yes.
I can text Bruce and get him in touch with you if you want, and he would be able to give you that answer.
That would be good.
Yeah.
But as we've got about 2 minutes, let's not. I know what we'll do. Right, if you were to, instead of medals, right, let's award athletes... Heavy metal singers, right? So who is... If Max Whitlock stood there and he was to be awarded a heavy metal singer, not a gold medal, which is a gold star heavy metal singer that you would stand next to Matt Whitlock as the top prize?
James Hetfield. Metallica. Lead singer.
Yeah, good. All right, who's a silver lead singer?
In that case, you would have Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, because they're a bit like Metallica, but not quite as good. They're like your poor man's Metallica.
That's good.
Therefore, silver.
Fair enough. And bronze?
Slipknot. Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor from Slipknot. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One for the kids there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, where would you... What would be the worst... What would you give the sort of, you know, the person who comes last? Who's the worst heavy metal singer? I mean, what's the most terrible... You know, is it the bloke out of Warrant? Something like that, is it?
Warrant on heavy metal.
Well, you know, they've got long hair from the 80s, haven't they?
The guy used to be in Iron Maiden. I've forgotten his name. Blaze Bailey.
Out of Wolfsbane?
Yeah, that guy, that dude.
From Tamworth. Get my musical knowledge.
Now look at you.
I know.
You don't need me.
I know. Well, that's the point. I didn't need a heavy metal expert. Why is it called heavy metal, Loz?
Do you know what? Because it's because of the noise, basically, isn't it? It was just a heavy sound.
No, it's just not right. I know the answer to this.
Hang on, is it to do with Tony Iommi?
Yes, it's Black Sabbath. Yeah, because Black Sabbath, isn't it? Because they used to work in it from Birmingham, where
he did, and he chopped off one of his little fingers, and then he had to have these little extensions put on his actual fingers.
Yep.
Got a looser sound from the strings.
That's right, and because he did it in a metal foundry, that's kind of where the term got coined. There you go. You've redeemed yourself at the end, Loz. That was great.
Well, thank you. I'm glad about that. Yeah, great. Can I go now?
Yes. That's Loz. Guest who is literally a guest by name and a guest by nature, who knew nothing of answers to any of the questions I had, apart from when we talked about I don't know why I bother doing this. I really have no idea. It's what did she say in the office that time? It's like working with what?
It's like working with amateurs who don't care about the output of the station.
I agree with Julia. Right, it's
To me, she said that.
I know she did. It's 1:30. She's right. It's 1:30, you and Cass. It's 1:30. It's Talk Radio. We'll meet a lonely lunch clubber next.
Talk Radio.
Here's Victoria with the news.
A former Aston Villa striker's died after being tasered. 48-year-old Dalian Atkinson died around an hour and a half after being hit by a stun gun in Telford in the early hours of this morning. Paula Quinn saw what happened.
I heard some shouting and noises. The gentleman who lives on the street was stumbling towards them, and then the police officer shouted that he would deploy the taser, but because the gentleman was still stumbling forward, he deployed the taser anyway, and then the gentleman just dropped like a lead balloon and landed straight on the floor.
The police watchdog is investigating. Sports directors having to shell out £1 million in back payments after admitting not paying the minimum wage. Some workers at the company Sharbrook Warehouse in Derbyshire will receive as much as £1,000. A man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a policeman was hit by a van in Leicestershire. The officer was responding to reports of a break-in at a building site in Loughborough yesterday afternoon. Labour leadership contender Owen Smith claims the government has a secret plan to privatise the NHS. He says the Conservatives have guaranteed that there'll be more private company involvement in healthcare. The rise in popularity of Prosecco and Cava has seen sparkling wine sales jump by 80% since 2011. More than 31 million gallons of it was sold in the year to April. And Great Britain's first ever Olympic gymnastics champion Max Whitlock says he can hardly believe he's got 2 gold medals in Rio. He won both the floor and pommel horse finals on day 9 of the games. Team GB are up to 2nd in the medal table.
It's great getting a prize for pommeling a horse to death, isn't it?
That's not quite what he did.
I'm not really sure of the details. I didn't see it.
No animals were hurt in the gymnastics. Fine. The weather, a bright day for most, although fairly cloudy for some in the far northwest and east. Sunnier than yesterday and feeling very warm with highs of 23 degrees.
Do you think it's a problem? So what I'm suggesting is, Victoria, that when the athletes successfully win all these gold medals, right, have they made allowance for that in their luggage? Because on flight, you have to pay extra, don't you, if you're over.
That's right.
And gold is, as we know, a heavy metal. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder if they made allowance. I mean, would you leave stuff out in case, optimistically? Or are you just going to pay the excess when you...
Well, I guess some people, they may not have filled up their allowance.
Yeah.
So that's something. But also they could just wear it. I think that's what they do, just to show off.
Yeah, but if you've won 10, you just look like an idiot.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I see one, you know, or Max there with his 2. He could wear 2 and get away with it. But if you wear more than 2 gold medals on the plane home, you do look like a bit of an idiot, don't you?
Yeah, but they're just showcasing their skills.
All right. Okay, we're asking all the big questions, of course, this afternoon. And there, you know, was an example of one. It's 1:33. We're going to do headline hijack next. That involves Victoria's mouth that sounds like this.
Like this.
And then we'll meet a lonely lunch clubber. It is Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Irritating, rash, nasty, lump. I can't help, but I know a woman who can. Only the nation's favourite GP, her of embarrassing bodies, Dr. Dawn Harper, live in the studio. The doctor is in on Talk Radio. Next! No, nurse, I said prick his ball and remove his spectacles.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes, indeed, a lot of your reactions coming in now. Being a talk radio station, as you'd expect, you can send your reactions to us. It is the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction, then please dig it out. Dig deep for your reactions and react it to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then sort of put your reaction there. And then you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Message for Cass from the Lumineers. They say, hey!
Yep.
Ho!
Yep.
Because that's her surname.
Yeah.
And Julia says she doesn't like using email. She just prefers to go postal.
Right. And I've got some interesting ones coming in here about... a lot of reactions coming in about the metal story that we were talking about. John, it's interesting, isn't it? Why stop at bronze? That is a good point. Why only the top 3? Because it's not like there are only 3 metals to award people, right? Gold, silver, bronze. You could go down through the list. And... Jack, who's suggested this, has very kindly sent us a list of other metals that he thinks could be useful.
Excellent.
But this is so you go gold, silver, bronze, right? But you'd have, and he's suggesting, this is Jack. Thank you, Jack. That if the gold podium would just have to be a lot higher than it is at the moment in order to get all of the metals in going down in height down to the bottom. So you'd start, and he thinks you do it in order of value. But gold isn't actually the most valuable metal, of course. So platinum's above. And I think palladium is above gold in terms of actual value. So you'd probably start there. But anyway, he sent us a list of metals. Here they are. Actinium, aluminium, americium, barium. But he's done this is a periodic table, basically. Beryllium, cadmium, calcium, californium. Chromium, cobalt, copper, curium. Eisensteinium. That's a genuine metal there. Gallium, gold. He's got... indium, iron, lead, lithium, magnesium, of course, manganese, mercury is a metal. I'm actually paraphrasing. I'm not reading them all out. Nickel. Because you could win nickel, couldn't you? You know, maybe that's next. Maybe that he goes gold, silver, bronze, nickel. Polonium, of course, was a metal base. The Russians are probably using that one. Potassium, rhodium. Silver, we know that. Sodium, of course. You could just give someone salt.
Salts, yeah, it's easy, that one.
zinc. But anyway, that's Jack's useful. He's got an idea that the gold podium's high and it just goes all the way down to zinc, I guess. Really small at the end. We'd have to alter a few things, but I don't think it's a bad idea. Because everyone should be rewarded for their hard work.
Oh, absolutely. No matter how badly,
badly they do. Or maybe, actually, this has just come in as well from Steve, who says, not so much metals as the medals, John. Why not just give out things that decrease in value? So, for instance, yes, you start off with gold, but maybe the person who comes last just gets to wear like something of no value, sort of like a Keith Lemon DVD around his neck or something. Like that. Or... Or he suggested
we don't want to put people off going entering the Olympics.
No, that's true, actually. And just below that, a Jim Will Fix It badge. Because they're not... I mean, at one time, they were popular, but not anymore. So now they're kind of valueless, aren't they? But they do come with a ribbon, don't they? Remember, Jim Will used to put it... Didn't he? Mm. So that you could give the losers an old Jim Will's Fix It badge. Mm. Yeah. Just a suggestion there from Steve
just
as well.
Suggestion.
So, just a suggestion. So if you've got... a suggestion, then you can suggest it in this direction as well. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's just the same as for the other things, to be brutally honest with you. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
A headline hijack, then. That music you can hear there with your human ears indicates such. And it works like this. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news that will come out of Victoria. Within her news, most of it true, there will be a made-up news lie. It only happens in the 2 p.m. bulletin, and the reason we do it there is because we know people pop out for lunch. They miss this bit. So if you're listening, yeah, you're in on it, but they're not. So when they get back to their desk or wherever and switch the radio on, then they hear the news. But the news contains a news lie. Ha ha ha. More fool them for not listening to this bit. We'd like you to make that lie up, please. It's sort of like work experience as a tabloid journalist. That's what we're offering you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Number. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, here's what's been coming in. Following the ban of zombie knives that we've been hearing about in the news, the Home Office are now under increasing pressure as to what they plan to have in case of a real zombie invasion. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has ensured that in case of an attack from the undead, the country is well equipped with zombie guns, zombie lasers, zombie verbal insults. That's what she's... you can pick up those things from a police station. But not zombie knives.
No.
And dangerous. Cornelius, what have you got there?
Frank has sent in the number of gold medals for Team GB is expected for the first time ever to pass a threshold.
Threshold,
okay. Which will mean that the athletes who won silver and bronze in their sports will not be officially respected by the Queen. Currently, all British athletes who reach the podium are sent a telegram and a box of royal celebrations, which include fewer Snickers and more Maltesers.
God. Got through that, didn't you? So, do you know what has annoyed me, though, about it? You haven't been watching any of the Olympics. It's when the commentators, right, say things like, and yes, there's every chance that he or she is going to medal. And you go, what? A, that sounds weird. It's Savile, but it's doesn't it? It just sounds wrong. And don't use nouns as verbs, right? Just don't do it. And they've also been saying, and... Max Whitlock there, and yes, with that, he will podium. No! It's a noun! Stop it! Why? Yes, he's going to medal, and he's going to podium. Shut up! Or I'll gun you. What? Make any sense? No, just annoying, frankly. Anyway, just as an aside.
Just as an aside?
Yes. Have you got another one?
Yes, okay. This is coming from Ellen, who says on a similar theme.
Whilst is that near the threshold? Threshold.
I will hit you. Whilst the country has been celebrating Team GB's Olympic success over the weekend, it's actually having a negative effect on the country's economy. The ease of obtaining gold is now devaluing the country's gold standard, which is leading the economy to decreasing, with up to 15 families having lost their home over the weekend and one pensioner starving to death.
Families.
death.
It's a good way, by the way. If we keep winning gold, it's a good way to get back all the gold that Gordon Brown sold off cheap, isn't it? Technically. So
yeah. I think that's why they're doing it.
I think so too. Right, thank you. Get your headline hijacks in. You've got 20 minutes before a made-up news story gets in the news. It could well be yours. 8722.
Starting message.
That's what we're doing. Anyway, like, and then next we will also meet a lonely lunch clubber in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat. And you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
The best news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion every week in Sport Magazine. Download your free copy of the UK's biggest sport magazine from the Apple newsstand now.
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11-1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in! Lovely. Giovanni's it is then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 18mm sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 is really struggling in both directions near Western. Now, there was an accident on the northbound carriageway near Junction 21, the exit for Western Supermare. All the restrictions have been lifted, but there's still some heavy traffic in both directions. A significant queue for the southbound M5 south of Birmingham towards Worcestershire. There's a lane out Junction 7 to 8 near Worcester because of a breakdown. There's been a number of other incidents along that stretch as well. In Derbyshire, the A6 through Chapel on the Frith is closed both ways because of a vehicle fire, and Cheshire's northbound M6 slow near 19 because of a breakdown. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the thing about the news, of course, if you spend your time, I don't know, reading about the news, maybe on the internet or in the press, in the old-fashioned paper press, or whether you see it on television or here on Talk Radio, the one thing you will have noticed is that there's lots of it often, and it's quite a complicated setup. The news, it's not simple. It's complex, and it's very design, really. The whole, once you start following one news thread, of course it unravels and becomes another, and all of the news is just so complex, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius. I know, and you're not the only one. From the letters we receive, you're not the only
one.
Yeah,
I've seen them. You know, the
I know, dear. Just to give an example.
Yeah.
Dear John, Riva News. I just can't get my head around it. That's from Sue.
Oh, yeah, I've got this from Sally, who says, hi, John. The other day I was reading a newspaper, and I just couldn't get my head around it. Could you help?
From Sally.
From Sally, yeah.
Well, I've got one from Lee here. It just says, hi, John. I heard you talking about the news, but the thing about the news is I just can't get my head around it. Lovely. And, you know, that's what we're here for, is to help you. And we all struggle, but it's okay, because here on the programme, what we do is we take the news and we strip it down to its component parts on a daily basis. And when you do that with the news, what you end up with, as you'll know, certainly if you're a regular listener, is Japanese poetry. So it's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news explained in haikus.
There's gold in them there, Jessica Ennis Hills, except she won silver.
See, I said it was complicated, and there it is distilled down. So it
makes so much more sense now.
Doesn't it?
I tell you what, I can get my head around it now.
Now you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, you're not the only one, because I've got a letter here from... says, Dear John, read the news. I've just heard you play out a haiku there. This is this arrived in the post this morning from Sue. I heard you play out a haiku there regarding Jessica Ennis Hill, and I can now get my head around it. Thanks very much for your help.
Really?
Love, Sue. Yeah.
I've also got a letter. Sally, she says, Hi, John. I don't know if you remember me, but I recently sent a letter saying that I couldn't get my head around the news.
I do remember.
Well, after hearing one of your haikus, I'm very proud to say that I've now been given a job here at Talk Radio.
There you go.
Wow. We look forward to working with you, Sally.
Right, and I've got... This is coming from Lee. Hi, John. I wrote to you... a moment ago, in the post, regarding the news and the fact that I couldn't get my head around it. But, well, then I was still listening, and you played a haiku about Jessica Ennis Hill, and and I can now get my head around that. So, once again, keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Well, as I say, we are here to help, so, you know, anything we can do. And also, we're not only here to help you if you can't get your head around the news, we're also here to help you if you're lonely.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Yes, it is time for today's edition of the Lonely Lunch Club. This is where we meet someone who is lunching alone for whatever reason that might be. And we try to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You can get in touch with us via an email. It's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Tell us a little bit about yourself, why you are lonely and what you're having for lunch. We'll call you back and aim to chat with you idly as though we were a work colleague, in a slightly awkward conversational way. On the phone today is Harambe. Hello, Harambe.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a bit lonely. Yeah, not bad.
That's the point of the exercise, yes. So, where are you, Harambe?
I'm just at the zoo on my lunch break. I'm a bit of fruit salad.
Right.
I'm just on the way as well.
Okay, well, you work in a zoo. A zoo to me sounds like a fun place, Rambo, full of colourful characters and so on and so forth. Why are you alone at a zoo? Why?
Well, there aren't many humans around. It's mostly like giraffes and gorillas and...
Yeah. Really,
so yeah, it gets a bit...
Giraffes and gorillas. I mean, that does count, though. I don't think you're lunching. Like, if you went and ate, you know, your lunch... What are you having for lunch, by the way?
I had a bit of chicken, a bit of salad.
Chicken and salad, nice.
Yeah, just on my dessert now, yeah.
Yeah, what dessert is it?
You chose a moose.
A moose, yeah. Well, see, you can tell you're a zookeeper because you had chicken, that's an animal, isn't it? And a moose, and that's an animal. So, you know, that
it's
does...
It's ethical, but we don't have any chickens here, so it's all right.
Yeah, can't really hear you very well. But anyway, the point I'm making is that I can see now why you wouldn't want to eat near animals. For that's to them, that's cannibalism, isn't it? You're, you know, rubbing their noses in it by eating their kind in front. Like, you wouldn't want to eat the moose in front of a moose, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't have any moose here, but yeah, I can see where they're coming from, definitely. Yeah.
Yes, Harambe's quite an unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was actually named after... I don't know if you know the famous gorilla called Harambe. who was in the news a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. What happened to Harambe? Well, I do remember something about that.
He sacrificed his life. He was a gorilla in a zoo. Pretty famous. He's become quite famous now.
Yeah.
I passed away, unfortunately, but I changed my name by deed poll to Harambe, just in his memory.
As a sort of gorilla tribute?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Is that all you did, or do you do other things that gorillas do?
We've got a little shrine to Harambe in our office.
Yeah.
We talk about him quite a lot, probably too much.
Too much?
But, yeah.
I don't think... I mean, a lot of people say you can talk about gorillas too much, and I don't think you can.
No, I agree completely, definitely.
So what was it about Harambe that particularly tugged you?
That's a good question. We don't really know. He's got that kind of character that just kind of draws you in. You don't really know why you're being drawn in, yeah?
Yeah.
Just an attractive guy, I guess. Well, gorilla.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if, out of all gorillas... Is he the most majestic?
He's famous. I guess it's for the celebrity factor, really.
That's the trouble, isn't it? Because there are gorillas that might be better, but they're just not as well known, you see. So,
exactly.
I think you're falling into the cult of gorilla celebrity there. I mean, you've obviously heard that there's this next series of Strictly's got...
a gorilla on it.
A gorilla on it, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It's the one from the Cadbury's drumming chocolate advert.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they're famous, you see. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Do you do anything else that gorillas do as a tribute? As I say, do you... I mean, you've changed your name, but some would argue that's not going far enough to really show your love for a dead gorilla.
I don't do a lot.
I mean, I'm thinking, you know, throw your own feces at passers-by. Someone walks past your desk, just hurl a fistful of your own excrement at a colleague.
No, not quite. That's pretty unprofessional in our line of work.
Well,
animals.
It is and it isn't, because you work in a zoo, so you know that's sort of occupational hazard anyway, isn't it?
I think if we mucked in, it would kind of, you know, there's got to be a hierarchy. We've got to be kind of in control here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose so. You show lead by example, is what you're saying. So,
yeah.
I mean, as you've changed your name to Harambe, I mean, is it your opinion that humans are superior to gorillas?
He might be listening. I don't want to insult him. That's the thing. But
well, he's dead, isn't he, Harambe?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Good point.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
Well, all I'm thinking, if you work in the right, so what's your, you know, you work in a zoo. What's apart from gorillas? What's your favourite other animal?
The chimpanzees are pretty good.
Right, it's the same theme, that, isn't it, really, if we're honest? But, yeah, all right, well, chimpanzees, they're also known for what? Throwing their excrement to people and having tea parties, right? Often at the same time, and that's unhygienic. So you should lead by example. You should go to the chimps, right, and just sit outside the chimps' enclosure and not throw your excrement at anyone, and then their behaviour, they might copy you. In which case, over time... the chimps may stop throwing their excrement at passers-by.
Yeah, so, definitely.
I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, we get chimpanzees walking the streets and acting like humans and going full human. I don't know if that'd be dangerous or not.
Yeah. Well, you're the expert. I don't know. Anyway, look, the point is, right, you are now inducted, Harambe.
Yeah.
And your weird... ape fetish into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Congratulations.
Oh, okay, great, thank you.
Have we made your lunchtime fewer lonely?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
God, I'm glad to hear it. Well, in regards to the animals, that's Harambe. He works in a zoo and has changed his name by deed poll as a tribute to that dead gorilla there was a couple of years ago. If you're similar to that, then why not get in touch with us? LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email if you'd like to join the Tupperware Hall of Despair. All you need to be doing is lunching alone for whatever reason. That is how it works. We will call you back. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is Lonely Lunch Club. Now, there's the small matter of today's texting, by the way, before we find a winner of Headline Hijack. Now, you know, on a Monday... cast your mind back, because this is our first Monday back for like 3 weeks. So cast your mind back. So on a Monday, it's Monday.
Yes.
Monday.
Punday.
There. That's the texting. That's today's texting. It's very simple, because listen to this. This is an Olympic story, okay? Now, I might get the pronunciation wrong here, because I'm not an Olympic commentator. Great Britain's Christine, is it Ahorogu? Ahorogu. I think that's her name, isn't it?
Ahorogu.
If you like. She is going to say she might retire from athletics because she didn't qualify for the 400-metre final in Rio. But then she said, regarding that, she's getting old. I think it's 1 minute to midnight and this girl is about to turn into a pumpkin. That's a quote from her.
That's quite extraordinary.
Yes.
That's quite a feat for the Olympic. I'm surprised that's not on more in the news.
It's not allowed.
You're not allowed to compete as a pumpkin.
You can't do that. It's led me to today's texting, right? which is this. You like this? Because you like a pun.
Mm-hmm.
Sportsmen and women and vegetables. Sports and veg. Sports and veg.
Okay.
Yep. I'll give you an example.
Such as, yeah.
Well, Billie Jean King Richard Potatoes. She's a... Could have that.
Not really a pun, but...
Okay, all right. What about this? Muhammad Brock Ali. Muhammad Brock Ali.
Muhammad Brock Ali.
Yes. Chris Pak Choi.
That's good.
See?
Yeah.
So it's sports. It's sports and veg. That's today's texting. I didn't say it was good. I just said we were doing it, to be fair. Have you got one?
Stuart Broadbean. Cricketer.
Yeah, yes.
Here. Ryan Spriggs of Cauliflower, Ryan Giggs, and Spriggs of Cauliflower.
Anyway, that's the bar set very low indeed. So over to you, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a pun of a sportsman or woman and vegetables such as Chris Asaibusi.
Hashtag sports and veg.
That one works better written down.
Yes, it does. Hashtag sports and, like most things we do here, hashtag sports and veg. Is it? Now we need a win of headline hijack. Who's got a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock masquerading as truth?
Alison.
And she's from?
Grimsby.
Congratulations, Alison in Grimsby. Your made-up news lie will come out of Victoria's mouth next. After the news at 2, we will be doing work experience punditry. Aidan is here today to... spoil the afternoon with something that he increasingly continues to call music, even though mostly it isn't. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years with a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online, or over the phone, and feel your worries melt away. Post Office Money. Mortgages sorted. Post Office Money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in-store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card, free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know Screwfix.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy. Just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It is as well, yes. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John.
Talk
coming up.
Talk Radio.
An ex-footballer has been killed in a tasering. Zombie knife sellers face jail. And more of us are drinking Prosecco. The former Aston Villa footballer Dalian Atkinson has died after police used a taser on him in Shropshire. The police watchdog is investigating what happened in Telford in the early hours this morning. Paula Quinn lives on the same close.
Numerous police vehicles arrived and paramedics arrived. That was a buzz for a good few minutes. I heard the paramedics working on him. I could hear the equipment, the heart machines on him. And then they took him away in the ambulance.
More than £1 million in back pay is to be handed to Sports Direct workers based at the firm Shirebrook Warehouse in Derbyshire. The retailer's boss, Mike Ashley, admitted to MPs that staff weren't being paid the minimum wage. A man is being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder after a police officer was hit by a van in Leicestershire and suffered a broken leg. The officer was responding to reports of a break-in at a building site in Loughborough yesterday afternoon. Sellers of zombie knives will face going to jail as a ban in England and Whale comes into force later this week. The blades, which are thought to be popular with gangs, can be up to 2 foot long with a serrated edge. Jennifer Blake founded the Safe and Sound Project, which helps young people stay out of trouble.
When we look at these knives, it was designed for a specific purpose, and those knives were designed to kill. So if they're going to put that online for individuals to buy, then our society has gone the wrong way.
Talks aimed at resolving the long-running dispute with Southern Railway have broken down. The RMT union says the operators rejected its proposal to keep a conductor on every train in addition to the driver. Russia's Paralympic athletes will find out next Monday whether they can compete in Rio. The country's formally appealed the doping ban. People in Hull are being urged to rent out spare rooms to tourists as it prepares to be next year's UK City of Culture. Tourism bosses say there's a shortage of places for people to stay. And sales of sparkling wine in the UK have increased by 80% in the last 5 years. Tastes are also changing, and Prosecco overtaking champagne for the first time. English wines are also most popular, with 37 new producers and vineyards opening in 2015. Patrick McGrath, the winemaker Patrick McGrath, he's from the winemaker Hatch Mansfield.
Okay.
And he says the industry's booming.
Does he?
English sparkling wines are growing at something over 300%. And you've only got to go into your local restaurant or you go into your local supermarket. Whereas 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen any English sparkling wine. Now you'll see a number of top brands sitting on the shelf.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Where's he from?
Oh, don't make me say it again. Hatch Mansfield, yes. Which is a winemaker.
Yes, 80% of more what?
So sparkling wine sales have increased by 80% in the last 5 years.
Just thanks to you, I think.
What, just now?
Judging by that.
I'm not drunk.
She's drunk on air again.
I'm not drunk.
Again?
No, I've never been drunk on air.
You've got to stop meeting up with Alan Brazil after his breakfast show. You've got to stop that.
I'm not commenting on that.
Okay. Carry on, weather.
I've only seen him once. A bright afternoon for most, although fairly cloudy for some in the far northwest and east. Sunnier than yesterday and feeling very warm with highs of 23 degrees.
Thank you very much.
You can smell it on her.
Victoria.
I've not had any alcohol today. Or yesterday.
Wow. Right, so now is it Ben or Moose with the sport?
It'll be Ben.
Okay, it's Ben. Stop drinking, Victoria.
Stop it, Victoria.
That's Cornelius. I can see his glass of water, which probably shouldn't be in the studio.
Oh, grass.
It's not water. So here's Ben, we think, with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with some breaking transfer news. Everton have confirmed the signing of Crystal Palace winger Yannick Bolasie. He heads to Goodison Park on a 5-year contract. The deal is for an undisclosed fee. West Ham start their Premier League campaign this evening, having already completed 2 competitive fixtures in the last month. They go to Chelsea after reaching the last qualifying round of the Europa League. Hammers boss Slaven Bilic is a big admirer of the new man in charge at Stamford Bridge, Antonio Conte.
He's one of them who wants to put his stamp on the team. He wants to change the way they approach the game, to change the principles, to change the nature of the game. He's one of them. That's why I rate him so high.
To cricket, head coach Trevor Bayliss says tough decisions need to be made about the England side before the autumn. Alistair Cook's side go on a tour of Bangladesh in October before taking on India. Wow. It follows a disappointing 10-wicket defeat against Pakistan in the final test at the Oval of the series, which was drawn 2-2. Finally, Team GB's Charlotte Dujardin is aiming to make it back-to-back equestrian golds this afternoon at the Rio Olympics. The London 2012 winner goes in the individual dressage. Kerry-Ann Payne is underway in the women's marathon swimming. Later on, Mark Cavendish is aiming for that so far elusive Games medal in track cycling's men's Omnium. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the reason why the cost of HS2 has rocketed to more than £50 billion has been revealed. The Transport Secretary says the railway will become a combined project that will see it become an airport. Special trains have been designed which will have planes attached to their roofs and will take off once the trains have built up enough speed.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news and Ben with the sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today we'd like to bring on Janie Lee Grace and Tim Smith, and here they come with factoids. First of all, Janie.
On a clear night in the Northern Hemisphere, the naked eye can discern 5,000 sick pets.
Oh. Purist Italian chefs have been silenced by a council which has banned them from playing their cheese trumpets.
In some parts of Saudi Arabia, there are solar-powered guinea pigs in the desert.
No word in the English language rhymes with bell pepper, clowns, or Janie Lee Grace.
Or pineapple.
Or pineapple.
If you got yourself a yacht...
Chicken.
Yacht. You could go all the way around the globe without stopping or hitting the rear of the eyeball.
But like this? Yeah.
Yeah, don't try and speak.
Yeah. We can't top that.
Anchovy bandit.
Fair enough.
Factoids.
It's past 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, Britain's 34th most popular national radio station out of 39. And I think we can all agree what an Olympic-sized success story that is. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And being a Monday, it's time to review music. Every day we review a thing. It's what you do on the radio, isn't it? But we do it with the work experiences. Thus, it illustrates not only their skill at navigating the choppy waters of professional broadcasting as we give them their first broadcasting opportunities of their career, but also illustrates Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law. Here's Aidan. He reviews the music for us, among other things, sometimes when no one else is available. He always is. Here he is. Hello, Aidan.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I haven't seen you for weeks.
I know, it's been ages.
I know. You're right. Is your voice broken?
No. Not yet, no.
I was away. I was in Papua New Guinea. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Fine.
Time away,
yeah? Yeah, fine, thanks. Okay.
What was the music like out there?
I was going to ask.
Good link. Well, do you know, it was a lot of tribal dancing, I'll be honest with you. And okay. Once you have seen one tribal dance, you then move on to see another tribal dance.
Yes.
8,000 tribal dances later, I've pretty much seen every variation of a tribal dance. I'm sick of it.
Did you get involved in the tribal dance?
Absolutely under no circumstances was that going to happen. No. It's lovely to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that now, but I don't know what music you've brought in to play me, because ordinarily I hate it.
Yes. Well, this first one is a request by this man sitting to the left of me, Con.
Hello.
So paid intern Cornelius.
So if you don't like it, you can blame him.
Well, don't blame me for most of it. Are you eating your lunch?
Yes.
Have you gone healthy? Because it's very healthy.
Yeah, it's salad with potato salad. Double salad.
Yeah. Salad inception.
But that's irrelevant. Carry on.
Okay. So
unprofessional. Just eating his lunch.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. So, Slaves. Now, are you familiar with the band Slaves?
I am familiar with the band Slaves.
Excellent.
Yes.
So, they've got a new album coming out, Take Control, which is set to be released on the 30th of September. They got a new single, Spit It Out. Here's a clip. You're only 23, come on. What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it?
It's angry.
It's good advice if you swallow a fly.
Yes.
Got a fly. Don't you spit that out, Cornelius, because that mush of double salad, just potato, just like a rabbit's been sick. I'll be honest. On your plate, that's what it looks like. So spat out. Slaves and spit it out.
Spit it out. So yeah. There you go. So what do you think?
Well, I like Slaves.
You're a fan?
I mean, I'm not a hardcore fan,
no.
But I have a passing interest, and I like what I hear. I quite like that. I think that's
yeah. I mean, I wasn't a fan of their first album released last year. Are You Satisfied? Mm-hmm. So, but because it's Con,
so you weren't.
No, but because Con requested, I thought, okay, I'll give him another go. So I had a listen, and again, it's not really. I suppose that's because I'm not a fan of the genre necessarily.
You like all that sort of weird, dancey.
No.
Stuff, don't you? With your weirdness.
No. I just think... but to be fair to the track, it's quite refreshing to hear something like this, I think, especially nowadays, in the music climate nowadays, because a lot of new music is very bland, it's very samey. So to have something like that come out is quite refreshing,
yeah.
It's quite invigorating, and they do it very well, and good luck to them. So there we go. So that's Slaves Spit Out.
Do you know who's working with them on this new album?
Yes, I do. But I've forgotten who it is.
It's Mike D from the Beastie Boys.
That's right. Yes, I'm familiar with that.
So that's right. You see, that's good.
That's cool. Yeah, I saw him last week at the 100 Club.
Oh, yeah?
In London, and they were excellent. They're on the top of their game.
Oh, good stuff.
I can tell you that they're doing a DJ set at Dreamland in Margate. I saw that in a paper.
Oh, really?
They're also playing Reading Festival as well. Reading and Leeds.
There.
And Leeds, we should say.
Okay.
There's two of them, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
So, they kind of came around the same time as Royal Blood, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah,
and
exactly, when, yeah.
So there was a poll shot at one point for I think the idea is you have a big band making lots of noise, right? So Iron Maiden,
yeah.
Right, has two guitarists,
yeah.
Now, I think. Dave Murray and Yannick Gers.
Yes.
And, you know, they make a lot of noise, famously one of the loudest bands. Motorhead, there's only three of them, I think. And so they made a lot of noise. But then Muse, three of them, make a lot of noise. And now it's like, oh, we can do it with two.
Yeah. Well, see, the White Stripes as well, of course. White Stripes. Just two of them, innit?
So it's... so I just wonder where this line will go eventually.
Well, I mean, you do have one people making lots of noise.
One people.
So Skrillex is one people on his own.
That's true.
And he makes a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Most of it is unbearable. But so I can see where you're going. So maybe there'll be no people making lots of noise.
Well, I'm just speculating as into the music.
M people.
M people making lots of noise.
They make a lot of noise.
Yeah. That wasn't really noise, was it? Sort of village people, they made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't just people either. There was a motorbike cop.
Yeah.
Wasn't there? And a gangster.
Yeah.
Gang member, not a gangster, and a
Native American.
Native American, but at the time he was a Red Indian, but we can't say that anymore.
No,
American.
Was a builder? Was he a builder?
Yes.
Yes, and a gay. So, you know, that's a lot of different sorts of people all coming together to make a beautiful sound, is all I'm saying. What else have you got?
So, Bon Iver, are you familiar with Bon Iver?
Bon Iver.
Is it, yes. Bon Iver? Bon Iver?
Bon Iver. You were right, Bon Iver. Yeah. But it's written down.
Yes.
Bon Iver.
Exactly.
But Bon Iver.
Confusing.
Because it's pretentious.
Exactly. Yes. So, he's been at, well, they always refer to as a band, but I always think of them as one guy, Justin Vernon, who's basically the main man.
Just John Bon Iver.
One people.
Yes, yes.
John Bon Iver, his name is.
Yeah. And he has been out of the game for a while. He's been doing lots of different stuff, so he collaborated with James Blake recently. He's done a few bits of
James
involved. James Blake. So I think I said James Blake.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
I was sorry. I was thinking, well, I've not heard of James Blake.
Yes, so he has collaborated recently with James Blake on James Blake's new album. He's done a few other bits and bobs in the intervening years. I think the last album release was 2011, 2012. So
is the album called The Great British Blake Off?
Yes.
Yes, it should be.
So he's got a new album.
That wasn't racist, by the way. I know that it's fashionable today to be racist to the winner of Bake Off.
Right.
That's in the papers today. But that wasn't what we were doing. Just to be clear.
Just to clear up.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got a new album out called 22 a Million. And he's got a festival. A festival. I can't speak today. He's got a festival.
Have you been drinking Victoria's Prosecco?
No, I haven't.
She couldn't speak earlier because she's drunk out of her mind, and now you're doing it.
So he's got a festival in Vermont called the Eau Claire Festival. And a couple of days ago, he performed this new album in full. He's also released two singles to be listened to on the internet. And I've reviewed one of you. One of...
When this goes out on the radio, yes, we'll just edit this out.
Okay,
is it actually called the Eclair Festival?
It's
by James Bake.
It's Eau Claire, so it's E-A-U-X.
Yes.
And then Claire as in the name Claire.
Yes.
But to sound like an eclair, I think, I assume, I don't know.
Great story.
Okay, so the new single is 22 Over Soon. We've got a clip of it here. Here it is. And then I'll draw.
Speak into the silence.
It might be over soon.
So there we go. It's the new Bon Iver, 22 Over Soon. And you're looking at me not pleased with that.
I mean...
To be fair, this is the album opener, and as an album opener, I think it's pretty good because it's kind of it's quite a disjointed song. He's got his standard vocal harmonies, which are always very nice.
Yeah,
there's not really much else to the track, if I'm honest. That is kind of it.
It doesn't get going.
No, not necessarily. No,
as my dad would say, when does it get going? About my mum, I think.
But over the course of 3 minutes, he goes through various kind of melodies and different kinds of harmonies. There's a nice string arrangement in there as well. And as a track, an album opener, I think it's quite a nice track. I enjoy it. I like Bon Iver. It does kind of sound a lot like the previous stuff he's done. However, I'm excited for the new album because it's been a long time coming. And he's been doing lots of other exciting stuff in the interim.
Okay, so, is he doing it live and so on and so forth, apart from this at the Eclair Festival?
I believe he's got some dates coming up. I will get back to you on that.
Fine, I literally haven't researched it. Fine. good, all right, that's Bon Iver and Slaves. What are we going to be talking about next?
Well, we've got Green Day next, which I think you might be excited about.
I'm excited about that.
Also some annoying jazz, which I don't think
Also, who else has got a new single out this week?
You?
No. My book's coming out next week.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Talk about that if you want. A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. Orion Publishing.
Who cares?
Amazon now. I care. Bon Jovi have got a new single out.
Oh.
Why haven't you reviewed that?
Because...
No! Why?
Because... It leaves a very bad taste in my mouth, and I couldn't do that.
Like
no,
his salad.
Sorry. Yeah, to be honest, yeah. It is kind of hitting the back of my throat, honestly, the smell.
All right, so we'll talk about that next. Yeah, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. That's Aidan. He brings us work experience punditry. Today, music.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, official Team GB partner.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle Bonding Coat Plaster for only £5.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This one totally goes with my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris design bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Hello, I'm David Brent.
This summer, the boss is back.
Do you miss me?
And hitting the big screen.
I am following my dream as the lead singer in the band Foregone Conclusion.
We are going to get a little bit funky, probably too funky.
Ricky Gervais is David Brent, live on the road, in Cinemas Friday, Certificate 15.
Correct, Amundo.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still a closure in Hampshire for the westbound A303 through Popham. This is following an accident near the M3 involving two lorries and two other vehicles. There's significant delays on the M5 in Worcestershire. South Tools have seen a problem between 7 and 8 near Worcester. An abnormal load has broken down. A lane's closed for recovery. Queues back to Junction 5. Cheshire's westbound M56 queuing towards 12 at Runcorn, where one lane's blocked because of an accident. And there's still delays on Lancashire's northbound M6 after earlier problems at Junction 30 for the M61. I'm Joanna Adams.
When you choose an approved used Audi, you'll find a wide range of models, colours and specifications. And you'll find each one comes with two services included when you buy with a Solutions Personal Contract Plan and 10.9% APR representative. So you could find your ideal approved used Audi in the time that it takes to listen to this commercial. Search approved used Audi and find yours in seconds. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Two services for Audis aged 3 to 60 months, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply until 30th September 2016, subject to status, Audi Financial Services.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Irritating, rash, nasty, lump. I can't help but I know a woman who can. Only the nation's favourite GP, her of embarrassing bodies, Dr. Dawn Harper, live in the studio. The doctor is in on Talk Radio. Next! No, nurse, I said prick his ball and remove his spectacles.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
22 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and we are midst work experience punditry. Today, work experience Aidan.
Hello.
Looks at, or rather, listens to new music.
Yeah.
There we go. Right, so we've already talked about Slaves, we've already talked about Bon Iver, and now we are moving to the territory of
Green Day.
Good choice.
I thought you might like this.
Yes, I do like this.
So, they have released a new single, Bang Bang.
Yes.
First single in 4 years, I believe.
That's right. And it's interesting because the last album wasn't very well received.
Yeah, Unos Dos Tres.
Yeah, it was like a three album concept. And obviously, it came after American Idiot.
Yeah.
And then the other one, 21st Century something. And then that...
Century Breakdown.
Thank you. And it wasn't very well received in terms of the three Undos Tre.
Yeah.
And now they're back, back, back.
They're back, back, back.
With a bang, bang.
With bang, bang, bang. Hmm. That's the thing with Green Day. I feel like they're a band nowadays. They release new music and people kind of meet it with a shrug.
Yeah.
But, as you say, they are back with a bang. They've
bang,
got a new album coming out, Revolution Radio. Which is slated for an October the 7th release.
Yeah.
And we've got a clip of the new single.
Of course we have.
I testify like a law by a memory. Broadcasting live and it's on my radio. I got my photo bomb. I got my Vietnam. All I'm alive just like anybody else. And hey, hey, shoot me up to Emerson.
Pretty good, actually.
Come the hell on! Yeah, that's good.
That's
sick. I wasn't expecting much.
Hang on, what?
That was sick.
This is where I get confused. Right now, is sick. Right, are you using that in terms of what that looks like on your plate that you're eating? That a rabbit has vomited up? Or are you using it like the kids do to mean good?
Using it like the kids do, us kids do,
yeah.
John.
The kids.
Us kids.
Yeah. So sick.
I'll say
why
is...
do you appro- why stop it? Right, it doesn't mean that. Stop using.
But you stop it.
You can also say the illest to mean the same thing. If that's the illest,
can you?
Yeah,
that's what those kids do.
Yes.
That's the illest Green Day track. That's so vomit. That, is.
That has gastric flu.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought that's a pretty good track. I came to it with very low expectations, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah, but you're like Bon Iver, so.
In fact, the start of the track has these kind of samples of politicians giving speeches and newsreaders, you know, talking about some sort of a police atrocities happening. I thought, okay, here we go. We're in the Muse territory
more
now.
Green Day. Well, Green Day, you can argue that Green Day started that particular rhetoric with American Idiot.
True. And I kind of feel that's a little bit tired now, if I'm honest. But saying that, they've got their pop punk rock style. They do it very well. And it's a refreshing, it's a good track. I enjoy it.
It is a good track.
I'm excited.
Well, probably the best band I've seen live.
Oh, really? Where did you see him?
It was on the last tour, so. I think it was at Wembley. No.
Right, okay.
Was it? Do you know, I can't remember.
They did do Wembley Stadium. Frank Turner supported them.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it was, it was Wembley Stadium, yeah. Okay. And it was very good.
Yeah?
Oh, I don't mind telling you.
Okay.
It was a live band.
Yeah.
They're pretty. They're better than your Bon Iver.
Okay.
By quite the margin.
What's the album called again?
Revolution Radio.
Is there many references to the independent local station broadcasting to the areas of Oldham, Rochdale and Tameside in Greater Manchester on the album itself?
Formerly owned by Steve Penk.
Yeah. Is there many?
No, I don't think so.
Do they not? Oh.
No. Sorry.
Just a coincidence then.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I think it probably is, yeah.
You know, you could get a whole album, sort of American Idiot, out of, you know, the state of America politically at that time. And one could argue you could also get a whole album out of a regional commercial radio station.
Or the state of Steve Penk.
Playing to a niche audience. And indeed the state of Penky. When I was on Virgin Radio, not the current incarnation, but the one I got fired from years ago.
Yes.
Right. Steve Penk was doing breakfast at one point, and he came in on the first day he was doing breakfast and said, what it was, he referred to himself in the third person, and it really confused me. So he came in, he said, Penky's here. And then, if you need any help with anything, John, you know, Pink is your guy. And I hated him. And then, you know, he used to do those wind-up phone calls he used to do, where he used to ring people up and be wacky and at them, right? Yeah. So I got his number out of the station address book. And I used to do in the middle of the night. I used to do 10 to 1 in the middle of the night. So we'd just ring him up. What? He's a wacky phone call, Steve. Hi, Penky, wacky phone call. He didn't think it was very wacky,
no,
I'm really honest.
No.
He just, in the end, he just left. He didn't answer, and the answer phone kept kicking in. So we just shouted on the answer phone until the tape ran out. And then we went out, I'd forgotten this, actually. Then we went outside and put his phone, because we got bored of that.
Right.
We did this on air, obviously.
Yes.
We got bored of that. So then we went outside, and outside Virgin Radio, which is now where Absolute is, in Golden Square in London, there was a phone box full of the cards the prostitutes leave in there.
Right, yes.
So we just put his phone number over every single prostitute. How'd you like your wacky phone calls now, Penky? Anyway, that's my Steve Penk anecdote. stay with us, because we've done Green Day, and we like that.
Okay, good.
Normally, I'd ask you to mark all these songs out of 10, of course.
Yes.
But what I'm going to do is make you stay around longer, because we are going to review Bon Jovi. You're going to review Bon Jovi's new single.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's called This House is Not For Sale.
Oh, I hate it already.
Right. Well, don't hate it.
You can talk. That's your catchphrase on this section.
I haven't heard it yet. I mean, you will hate it.
Yes.
I mean, that much is guaranteed.
Okay, fine.
But what I'm saying is, we are going to review it after this. And I know that'll keep listeners hooked now across Victoria's... Victoria's not actually here yet, even though it's time for her news, by the way. So, you know, we could just sit here and wait for her.
Yeah? Well, we could listen to Bon Jovi in the meantime.
No.
Let's just sit and wait for Victoria.
All right.
Bit late. Here she is.
All right.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Running a bit late, were we?
No, actually, I'm here bang on 1:30.
No, you weren't. So!
The clocks read differently in different rooms, John.
I think we know what she was doing. Drinking. So,
I would like to dispute that.
Two.
I have not been drinking alcohol.
30.
Clock. Drinking water.
You listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. It's just after 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio. Still 2:30. The police watchdog is investigating the death of a former Aston Villa striker who's died after being tasered. 48-year-old Dalian Atkinson was hit by a stun gun in Telford in Shropshire in the early hours of this morning after officers were called out concerned for the safety of a person. Lawyer Sophie Carney specialises in taser-related incidents, has told Talk Radio they're not being used as frequently.
There has been a move away from actually deploying it. So this is quite a tragic case where even though statistics are showing that the officers are not using taser in a deployment way or stun way, this man has died.
More than £1 million in back pay is to be handed to Sports Direct workers. The retailer admitted not paying the minimum wage to staff at its Shirebrook warehouse in Derbyshire. So-called zombie knives, which police think are becoming increasingly popular with gangs, are to be banned in England and Wales from later this week. They can be up to 2 foot long with a serrated edge and can also carry images or words that glamorise violence. Talks aimed at resolving the dispute with Southern Railway have broken down. The RMT union claims the operators rejected its proposal to keep a conductor on every train in addition to the driver. And sales of sparkling wine in the UK have increased by 80% in the last 5 years. Tastes are also changing, with Prosecco overtaking champagne for the first time, and more English vineyards are emerging. The weather, a bright
thanks
day for
most. Victoria's patronage.
It's not true. A bright afternoon for most, although fairly cloudy for some in the far northwest and east. Sunnier than yesterday, feeling very warm with highs of 23 degrees. Is more in half an hour.
Thanks, you. Thanks, Victoria, very much. Cheers. Don't go away. I mean, you can, Victoria, if you want to, you know.
Yeah, I really do, actually. Okay. Do I have to come back?
I mean, contractually speaking, yes.
Fine.
Just wait for Victoria to go then. Just wait for the door to close. There we go. So Victoria will be back drunk in half an hour. In half an hour. Next, don't go anywhere though, because we're going to be reviewing the new single by Bon Jovi.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you then. And yes, it is Talk Radio. And now, as promised, because I know everyone's been dying. This, haven't they? We reviewed Slaves that Aidan brought in there, just a musical show and tell. Bon Iver, who you are a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And then Green Day, that we all agreed we liked.
Yeah.
But for some reason, left off your musical agenda for today was the brand new single by Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I wonder why that was. Slipped my mind. Must have.
A mighty Bon Jovi. Yeah. So I'm going to play a bit of it now. This is called This House Is Not For Sale. Single from Bon Jovi there with This House Is Not For Sale. The sky turns black, the streets are on fire, and the picture window's cracked. I mean, he's sort of, that's not, to be honest, You know, in terms of disasters. You left the least one to last there. But that, yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
what did you make of that?
When you get like a hangnail by your nail, and like you, it kind of needs to come off, it gets annoying, it's painful, and you kind of tear it, and it starts bleeding. It sometimes gets infected.
Yes.
That's a better experience than listening to that track. yeah.
That sounds like one of the first verses to this song.
You know when you get a hangnail, it's quite irritating. Sky turned black and it hurts. My nail's falling off, it's come off my finger and I'm grinding it into the dirt. See? I can do that.
Perfect. Thanks.
Well, you didn't like it then.
No, not really.
Cornelius.
Well, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Cornelius. So you really like Bon Jovi.
Well, yeah. I don't dislike that, no.
Yeah, and you really hate them. But yeah. You really like Bon Iver.
And I really hate him.
You really hate John Bon Iver.
Yes.
Well, the Miracles of Modern Science, who are on YouTube, yeah, have made this, and I think you're both going to like it. Mm-hmm.
That's the best of both worlds in many ways.
It is, yeah.
So it's a little bit of Bon Iver style Bon Jovi song.
Amazing.
Definitely look them up. Miracles of Modern Science on YouTube.
And in many ways it was, I think. And that sort of brought us together, Aidan.
It has, yeah.
I think we bonded there.
There's definitely some chemistry now, yeah.
Disparate love of... Anyway. What a weird show. Who knew that existed? I think that's fantastic.
It's great, yeah.
Do they do all of Bon Jovi's
songs? No, it's just that. It's just a minute long sort of thing. They do other things, but I think it's more straight.
Right, well, they missed a trick, frankly. Good. Thanks for coming in, Aidan.
Loved every minute of it. Yeah.
What you've got to now give, as you know, score all of today's music out of 10.
Including the Bon Jovi.
Yes, mm-hmm. But not individually, right. Just overall. So you had Slaves.
Yeah.
You had Bon Jovi. Okay. Bon Iver and Green Day.
Yeah.
Out of 10?
5.
It's higher than I thought, given the Bon Jovi thing.
Yeah.
But fine.
Bon Iver, yes. Green Day, yes. Slaves, no, but okay, fine. Bon Jovi, well, yeah. I think 5 is fair.
Yeah, all right, fine. Yeah. We'll take that. Aidan, thank you very much.
No problem, my
pocket. That's a Work Experience Punditry with Aidan, and Work Experience, of course, road testing the next generation of broadcasters and critics and pundits, and also... well, very much sort of a live embodiment of Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law. We don't pay him. So, it's Talk Radio. We will be going out onto the streets to find out what the people think very shortly. Also on today's programme, it's Mystery Monday today. It's a mystery theme tune. Can you identify it and win £5,000?
£5,000 is not available.
Up for grabs before 4 o'clock.
It's down for grabs all the time.
4 o'clock is the cut-off point, but you can...
4 o'clock, nothing happens there, because nothing happens on this show.
£5,000 before then.
Not before then, or after then, or even then.
It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delayed 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh.
Oh, Chucky's for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy. Just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in-store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears, and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card, free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know Screwfix.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still a closure in Hampshire for the westbound A303 through Popham. This is following an accident near the M3 involving two lorries and two other vehicles. There's significant delays on the M5 in Worcestershire south towards the scene of problems between 7 and 8 near Worcester. An abnormal load has broken down. The lane's closed for recovery. Queues back to junction 5. Cheshire's westbound M56 queuing towards 12 at Runcorn, where one lane's blocked because of an accident. And there's still delays on Lancashire's northbound M6 after earlier problems at junction 30 for the M61. I'm Joanna Adams.
I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, it's just coming up to a time. Now, if you're familiar with the news, you'll know, I'm sure, that it's it can be very complicated, and it's up to us to steer through those complicated and often murky news waters for you. We find from the letters we get each and every day that you think the news is complicated. Here's an example. I'll give it to you now. This arrived in the post this morning. Dear John, I think the news is complicated. That's from Cleo this morning. I think you've got one there.
Yeah. This is from Jane, who says, hi, John. Don't know if you can help me out.
Yep.
But you know the news.
Yes.
I just can't get my head around it.
Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, I know. But for you, Cornelius, and indeed everyone, Jane and Cleo, and everyone who's written in saying that they can't get their head around the news, allow us to help you, because each day, each weekday afternoon, what we do is make the news simpler. And we do that by breaking it down to its component parts. And when you strip away layers of news, what you end up with right down at the bottom is, of course, Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news explained in haikus.
Farage grows moustache. He's just like Hitler, but now he's grown a moustache.
The news.
Stop there.
In haikus. Diversity. Paper review is where we are now. If you're a regular listener to the show, you will know that we are the most diverse program in broadcasting. And that's because each day we do a paper review, but each day they are reviewed by a different diversity. Today we welcome a brand new guest in the diversity paper review. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. And which diversity are you, Kyle?
So I'm white and black, Caribbean, Jamaican, Welsh, English.
Excellent. See, that's a lot of boxes. Well, six. Yes. There. I mean, that's really good. So what papers have you been looking at? What have you got?
So we've got the Daily Mail, rest in peace to R2-D2.
Yes.
Tributes to Kenny Baker, yeah. Who sadly passed away.
R2 deceased.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, he was 3'8", and everyone knows him as R2-D2 from the Star Wars films.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he passed away after suffering with a medical condition for about 9 years.
Yeah.
But moving on from the this sad story.
Well, as you say, it's a sad story. But in terms of his life and what he achieved, as you only have to look on Twitter yesterday to think this.
Definitely.
It's he was, I doubt he knew when it was happening, but such an iconic role to play.
It was,
and then
yeah.
Of course he worked a lot with George Lucas, didn't he? I think
definitely. I mean, he was in pretty much every film until he. You know, suffered from this disease.
Yeah.
But I mean, beforehand he was a circus performer.
Yeah,
which,
that's right.
Which I never realised.
Yeah, which is where they spotted him. Or did he audition for RTD? I can't remember.
I think he was approached.
But after they saw him perform,
they saw him in a circus show. Yeah. Yeah. So and then they brought him along.
But I'm glad that's gone. That demeaning sort of way of treating short people in circuses. And before you say anything, Cornelius,
I was going to say, they're still making them, so it's a potential role for you, John.
Yeah.
Excellent. Think of the money.
Yeah. Good.
I'd have to make the costume a bit smaller, but...
Anyway, Kenny Baker there.
Kenny Baker, yes.
Passed away.
Moving on from one legend to another.
Yes.
We've got Ronnie Wood, who was seen out with his newborn twins. And
is it going out with them? Are they his new girlfriends? That's how the Rolling
You never know
work,
with Ronnie,
it?
Do you? Really?
Well, all of them. I mean, Mick Jagger's, got a 29-year-old ballerina pregnant a few weeks ago, didn't he?
That's it.
So
yeah,
when you sort of say, Ronnie Wood's seen out with newborn twins, I assume they're dating.
Unfortunately, in this case, he's not. Being such a rock and roll legend, with the performances and. He never would have seen. He never looked affected when he was on stage, and obviously his lifestyle and everything. But the pictures that you've seen with his daughters, he looks tired.
Well,
he looks knackered, really.
Yeah, well, you would be.
I mean, that's
basically twins as well. I mean, I've got two girls.
Yeah,
who are 4 and 6, and they're exhausting.
Yeah,
so
and there's an age gap there.
Well, when they were born, I mean, it's like a living hell. So when you've got twins that are newborn, that's you're never out of the feeding cycle.
No,
then let
it
me tell you,
doubles up. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
but. It's, fair play. How old is he, did you say?
He's 69.
Is he?
Yes, 69.
Yeah.
Newborn twins.
That's tough, isn't it?
It is, it's hard.
But,
he's
made his bed, let him lie in it.
Yeah, true, but I'm pretty sure he'd probably want to be back on the stage than with those crying infants.
Yeah, it is a truism that as a father, what happens sometimes is you long to go to work just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
I'll be brutally honest.
You crave the peace and quiet. Yeah.
There are things that you just think, I can't deal with this anymore. I have seen a child put a... don't ask me why I bought this.
Right.
But I did buy them one each, a battery-operated twirling spaghetti fork.
Okay.
Right? And the idea being, of course, you stick in the spaghetti, switch off, twirls the spaghetti around, isn't it? It's quite a novelty item.
Nice.
Yeah, it is, until they put it in their own hair. And then... then what you do is spend the rest of the day trying to get a twirling battery-operated spaghetti fork where the button to turn it off has been obscured by hair.
So...
out of the hair. Which is now tearing at the scalp.
Ooh,
of a screeching child.
Did it involve a cutting job?
I am father of the year in many ways. when one of mine was not quite newborn, Carl, but potty training.
Yeah.
I got to the point of going, well, she knows what she's doing now with the potty, so I can leave. I can let her do that.
Hmm.
So I let her go. You know, she wandered off to the potty.
Yeah,
and I was in a different room, and then she'd sort of finished, and I heard her walk back into the lounge, and I went in to see what she was doing. And what she was doing,
right,
was pouring the contents of the potty that Ooh. She had just put there into her sippy cup, and drinking her own urine. So again, you know. Pretty much good fathering from me. Yeah. So if Hollywood needs any tips...
Yeah, come straight to you.
Then I'm the
That's
man
it.
For him.
That's it.
I think we can all agree. good. All right. You're not a father, Kyle, are you?
Fortunately not, no. No, too young for that at the moment.
Fair enough. What do you mean? You're not old enough to produce sperm, Kyle, yeah. yet?
Kyle is 13.
Yeah, yeah. You could do it at 13.
Can you?
You could, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it'd be legal, but you could do it.
Ah.
There have been cases, haven't there?
Yeah, there you go, see?
Fair play.
Yeah, just because you are yet to reach any kind of mature sort of puberty. Don't you think Cornish has got the patchiest sort of facial hair you've ever
he
seen?
He does, yeah, prepubescent.
Yeah.
All right.
It's quite weird, isn't it?
Wow.
By the way, Cornelius, I'm doing him a little bit of a disservice, but as you're new to the programme,
yeah.
what we should tell you about, Kyle, is that... Cornelius's mum taught him how to French kiss.
Okay.
Yeah. On a date. He was going on a date.
Yeah.
First date he'd ever been on. And his mum walked him to the bus stop. Right. And then while he's waiting to get on the bus, right, she just taught him how to French kiss in case he needed it on the date.
Okay.
Such a weird family they've got.
Yeah, it's not entirely true.
Absolutely accurate.
I'll take it with a pinch of salt.
Such a weird, dysfunctional... Well, you'd be dysfunctional to call someone Cornelius, wouldn't you?
Yeah, true,
so,
yeah.
There you go.
I thought my family were crazy.
What else have you got?
So, I've got a story about Phone Addict Britain.
Right.
So, Ofcom have warned that more than half of 50 million internet users say that they're addicted to the internet and their phones. And their statistics reveal that the average Briton spends 5 hours a day on their phone, and it's becoming a habit to have. Now I'm the first one to say that I do spend a lot of time on the phone.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy.
When you add, I suppose because you, it's difficult to add at the time, isn't it? Because you sometimes you just glance at it.
Yeah.
And check something. So, I mean, there's probably an app that will time every time your eyes.
I'm pretty
look at
sure
the phone,
there is. Yeah.
Or you unlock it.
I think in the settings it tells you how long you've been on,
oh, does
on
it?
New data. Yeah. So which I really don't want to look at. I don't want to check that out.
So you know you can add it up pretty. I guess yeah. You wouldn't think it'd be 5 hours, but if it's not continuous and it's just in bits, I could probably see that being.
Yeah. Well, I can understand why, because you know you go on Facebook, you have a look at a few stories, and that leads on to other stories and different videos, and then you get onto YouTube. And you could just spend 2 hours looking at cats chasing lights around the house, you know?
Yeah, is it a generational thing though? I mean, because my if you take my parents' generation, you know they wouldn't at all because
no.
you know my mum has no knowledge of text etiquette or what she's doing at all, of course, and so her the idea of her looking at that,
yeah.
Just not going to happen. But I suppose it is this generation of. But weren't we? There's a story as well today, which is saying that the increase in sexual dysfunction amongst young people.
Yeah.
So this is people in their teens and early 20s and into their late 20s, is the highest it's ever been. And it's not because normally erectile dysfunction, sexual dysfunction is associated with old people.
Yeah.
For various medical reasons. No, Cass, don't even say that at me through the glass. Right, but now it's far more of a problem with young people, and it's to do with online porn addiction, because people are watching this stuff so much.
And they think it's the norm.
They think it's the norm, so when faced with normal sexual relationships, it's not exciting to them. And it's becoming a massive issue.
It really is, yeah.
So,
yeah. It's like that 13-year-old or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, that kind of... Problem, but it's younger and younger kids because it's so accessible, and that's the problem with this whole thing online. When I was young,
back in the day,
you know that I lived. You know, we struggled to get hold of pornography. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, you kids today, you got it easy. I had to look in hedges. People used to leave,
searching through the woods for that stack of paper.
Exactly, my friend Paul Williams, right, used to bring rolled up, torn out pages from his dad's magazine, adult gentleman periodicals. Right, that you bring into school, rolled up inside Smarty tubes.
Right.
Right, by way of smuggling them in and sell them for 50 pence. He's very entrepreneurial, I have to say. but that's gone, isn't it? Where's the young entrepreneurial spirit that led to that now when it's just a click away, guys?
It is, that's it. That is it.
So, throw your phone away, that's what I say. Yeah. It'd be hard, wouldn't it? You couldn't do it, right?
It would be, yeah. I mean, I've even gone to try and take myself off Facebook and Twitter and all of that, and you just, you do miss out. Everything's online.
What's the longest you've gone without doing it?
I deactivated my Facebook account for 2 weeks, which I thought was quite impressive.
That's, yeah.
But then when I got back, I missed a lot.
What made you go back?
I think it was actually an event that I was supposed to be going to that I didn't know the date. Yes. So I had to nip on Facebook, and then that was it. Hooked again.
See, I've never been on Facebook. I dismissed it as a fad.
Yeah.
Wrongly, obviously. But I miss out on things. But afterwards, when I hear about it, they're things I can't be bothered with anyway.
Yeah. I wouldn't really be bothered. If I didn't see it on Facebook, I don't think
I'd Cornelius invited me out for a drink, for a party or something.
Yeah. Do you want to come?
No. See, I've got no interest in him or his life or what he does.
No.
So I don't want to follow him on Facebook or know about him.
That's it, yeah. I mean, I don't really talk to people on Facebook. I much prefer, you know, going down to a pub, having a few pints, actually speaking face to face, right? Rather than being a keyboard warrior and chatting.
See, quite right.
Let's all go to the pub.
Let's do it.
Let's do it now.
Let's go now.
Yeah. See,
I'll be honest with you. We're about to the ads anyway, Carl. So thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you for having work. Me. That was Carl and his first of us to pay for. You'll come back there, right?
Oh, sure, definitely.
There we go. So that's Carl. So we'll off we go.
Let's go. Let's have it.
So yeah, there's no. I mean, to be honest, radio is just like doing sort of. It's like social, isn't it? So we might as well just not do that. Just go.
Let's go
this way.
See you later.
Let's go to the pub. So just do that.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £115. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less Jan to June 2016. Excludes optional covers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris design bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Sit back, take a deep breath, and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years with a fixed-rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online, or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages. Sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and hello. I am John Holmes. Still to come in the next hour, the big debate, of course, at 3 o'clock. There's a mystery theme quiz thing, and we'll be out on the streets, or we have been over the weekend, talking to drunk people as they fall out of pubs and clubs, canvassing them for their opinions on the week's news. Speaking of which, it's 3 o'clock. Victoria's got it.
Thanks, John. Coming up, ex-Villa player dies after tasering. Owen Smith claims the Tories have plans to privatise the NHS. And no break for Andy Murray after getting gold.
Talk Radio.
The police watchdog is investigating the death of former Aston Villa player Dalian Atkinson, who was hit by a taser. Officers deployed a stun gun in the early hours of this morning after being called out to reports of concerns for the safety of an individual in Telford. Paula Quinn saw what happened.
I heard some shouting and noises. The gentleman who lives on the street was stumbling towards them, and then the police officer shouted that he would deploy the taser, but because the gentleman was still stumbling forward, he deployed the taser anyway, and then the gentleman just dropped like a lead balloon, landed straight on the floor.
A six-year-old girl is critically ill in hospital after a garden wall collapsed on her in Essex. She's been treated at London's Royal Free Hospital after being airlifted there yesterday afternoon. More than £1 million in back pay is to be handed to thousands of Sports Direct workers. It's after the retailer admitted not paying the minimum wage. It will see some staff at the firm Shirebrick Warehouse in Derbyshire receive as much as £1,000 in payments going back to May 2012. Owen Smith says if he becomes Labour leader, more private company involvement in the NHS won't be allowed. He's accused the government of having a secret plan to privatise healthcare, which he says he opposes. The MP, who's challenging current leader Jeremy Corbyn, claims more private involvement is inevitable under a Tory government.
It's set about putting in place a new work programme that would guarantee that more clinical services were being undertaken by private sector providers in the NHS. Their intention is now absolutely explicit.
£1.3 million of Class A drugs have been seized in Glasgow. Officers raided a flat in the city where they recovered substances including cocaine and heroin. Talks aimed at resolving the long-running dispute between the RMT and Southern Rail have broken down. The union says the company has rejected its proposal to keep a conductor on every train in addition to the driver. And Andy Murray's mum has admitted she gets worried about how busy his tennis schedule is. In the early hours of last night, he became the first player to win two Olympic singles titles after beating Argentina's Juan Martin Del Potro in four sets. Judy told our sister station TalkSport he's not having any breaks after getting gold in Rio.
Cincinnati Masters actually started yesterday. Andy had to fly last night to Miami after the final and the press and all the other things that you have to do when you win. I think for me as a mum, I find it really worrying. I just don't know how he manages to do it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright afternoon for most, although fairly cloudy for some in the far northwest and east. Sunnier than yesterday and feeling warm with highs of 23 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much.
I hope you mean that.
I do mean that.
Good.
Glad you sobered up.
I've not been drunk today.
2 minutes past 3 o'clock, and now Ben has got the sport live from the Running of the Bulls Festival in Pamplona, where, due to an administrative error, penguins are also running.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with some transfer news. Everton have confirmed the signing of Crystal Palace winger Yannick Bolasie. He heads to Goodison Park on a 5-year contract. The deal is for an undisclosed fee. West Ham start their Premier League campaign this evening, having already completed two competitive fixtures in the last month. They go to Chelsea after reaching the last qualifying round of the Europa League. Hammers boss Slaven Bilic is a big admirer of the new man in charge at Stamford Bridge, Antonio Conte.
He's one of them who wants to put his stamp on it too, and he's going to change the way they approach the game, to change the principles, to change the nature of the game. He's one of them.
Finally, Team GB's Charlotte Dujardin is aiming to make it back-to-back equestrian gold this afternoon at the Rio Olympics. The London 2012 winner goes in the individual dressage. Carrie-Anne Payne is underway in the women's marathon swimming. Later on, Mark Cavendish is aiming for that so far elusive Games medal in track cycling's men's omnium. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the sports live from the Running of the Bulls Festival in Pamplona, where, due to an administrative error, penguins were also running as well. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now today we'd like to bring on the crew. Here's Janie Lee Grace with the first factoid. Janie.
Here's Tim Smith.
The chance of you dying is 10%.
Oh my goodness. The word silicone can be spelled 225 different ways.
50 pence of the Russian government's income comes from the Tooth Fairy.
And Janie Lee Grace.
Shakespeare uses hedgehog's teeth. His is the first written use of over 1,700 of them.
Wow. Thai snake charmers kiss 19 highly poisonous cargo ships in an attempt to set a world record.
Factoids.
I wasn't ready for the end. It's just out there. Just popped out there.
That's nice.
You know, it's fine, isn't it? It's time for the big debate. So it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Welcome. So it's that time of year, of course, when the newspapers such as the Telegraph or the Mail will, despite us already knowing because we've looked out of the window or been outside, remind us of hot weather by putting a picture of an attractive girl in a bikini jumping in the waves on either Brighton or Bournemouth Beach on the front of their pages. It's a very, very traditional British thing to do, like having a fight or being racist to someone. Now, a survey out today from the Royal College of Water statistically says this, that on the hottest days of the year, more ice is added to drinks than on any other day. But the question is it time for this barbarism to end? Nick's on the phone. He despises ice. He despises ice. Good afternoon, Nick.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on Talk Radio. Thanks for calling in, having heard me reveal that statistic there, which I know you hate. The hottest day, on the hot days, more people want ice in their drinks. That's according to research done by the Royal College of Water this afternoon. What do you make of this?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a survey that's paid for by an organisation who are basically funded to say, oh, you know, use ice, right? So they have released something that says on the hottest day of the year, people use more ice. And I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but it's just funny, isn't it, that, you know, people like Thames Water, Southern Water, all the big utilities, they say when it's hot, use more water. And we're like mugs, we're like sheep going for that.
Sheep, is that, but do sheep, I mean, are sheep attracted to water? I mean, there's a sheep dip, but that's more chemicals.
They like, they're more grass, to be honest, but I think the point still holds, you know. And as I say, I'm not part of the tinfoil brigade, I'm not mad, it's just, you know, it's convenient that the people who want you to buy ice tell you to buy ice, and we go, oh, bah, okay.
Yeah, meh, meh.
It's more meh, isn't it?
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. Are you angry, though, about, I mean, the concept of, I mean, broadly speaking, ice, you know, a lot of people say, are worried that the ice caps are melting, but I hear you cheering that.
Oh, bring it on, bring it on. The sooner they melt, the better.
Yeah.
You know, I've done my research. I'm an educated man. I've looked into this through films largely, and you look at something like Titanic, and you think, you know, there's Leonardo DiCaprio. He was good when he played that man in that film. And there was Kate Winslet, and she's always very good, and she quite often takes her clothes off, and you know, she's a good actress.
Yeah.
But the thing that you think, well, why were they so bad in that and so good normally?
Yeah.
And it's got to be the ice, doesn't it?
The ice. Well, look, hold on there to the telephone. Just clutch it as hard as you can, because on the other line is a caller. Hello, good afternoon, other caller.
Hello there. Hi. Yeah. Hi. Oh, hello.
Hi. Now, you, I understand, have phoned in because you're listening to Nick there, and you could bear it no longer. You're absolutely livid, and because you think we should keep ice, you think ice is relevant in this day and age.
Yes, Graham, I just had to call in. I'm absolutely fuming, and what's even worse is, fortunately, I now have ice to cool me down in this situation. Yes. After hearing Nick say that we don't need ice, it's absolutely frustrating, but I'm rubbing ice on my face now. It's cooling.
Yeah.
It's calming me. I feel safe.
Yes.
I feel happy.
Yes. Would you be happy with people are texting in already saying, what about think of the ice caps? I mean, would you be happy with a cap made out of ice?
John, we need the ice caps, absolutely. A cap made out of ice would be ideal in this hot weather.
Yeah.
Also, it's the number one type of cap we need. The ice caps are where the polar bear lives.
Yeah.
If the polar bear is given a different type of cap, as in the ones that those young people wear before they cause trouble.
What, like a Dutch cap, the contraceptive?
A Dutch cap, yes. Absolutely. If we have those on polar bears who are already violent, they'll be coming over here and stabbing us.
So what you're saying is to prevent polar bears coming over from the ice and stabbing us, we should encase them in giant continental contraceptives.
Absolutely, that's what I mean. Or ice prisons, because ice is fantastic.
Well, let's bring Nick back in there. Nick, what do you make of that? I mean, you mentioned sheep, didn't you, being in the water, but now we're talking about, this is the very real threat of stabby polar bears now, if you get your way.
Well, I'm all right, and I don't want to be I'm all right, Jack, but I'm all right because I live in a house. It's only a fairly modest sort of two-bedroom terraced house, but it's a house made of bricks.
Yes.
And it's not an igloo, which is made of ice.
Yes.
Which a polar bear would go, oh, I love ice, I'll go into that house. And he'd maul, if he had a knife, he'd use it.
Maul.
He'd maul everyone inside the igloo.
Maul.
Well, because of the attraction of ice.
We've heard about them banning zombie knives today in the news, of course, but the next big thing is going to be these polar bear knives, isn't it?
Well, I mean, they've been on the government's radar for a while, but, you know, I don't know what you can do about it, because if ice was made out of something like Lilt or Cronenberg or something, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
But it's not, is it? It's made of... I mean, you know, here's the big con. Again, wake up, sheeple, it's made of water.
What do you think about this man on the other line? Because that's interesting, isn't it? What if ice was made of Lilt or Cronenberg or something?
Well, I applaud ice in all forms. I absolutely love it. I believe that ice should be in drink.
Yep.
Listening to Nick here, who's one of these not-in-my-drinkers, one of my nimdugs, I'm absolutely disgusted.
Yep.
I think it's excellent. We need ice of all types to keep us cool in this times of Brexit, John.
Yeah. Let me just ask you both this question. Nick, first of all, which do you find most offensive out of these two culls, icy or testy?
I find icy the more offensive cull.
Yeah, and same question to you, man on the other line. Icy or testy? Which do you find the least offensive out of those culls?
Well, I'm a big fan of testy, John. Big fan myself.
Big fan, okay. Well, it's interesting. I mean, would you say in many ways that wanting to get rid of ice was ironically the tip of the iceberg? Man on the other line.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sorry, I thought you meant the other line.
No,
sorry, then.
No,
you
the other line.
Clear.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes, the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I didn't want to bring lettuce into it at all, but frankly, it's good for our health. Iceberg lettuce, what I like to do, John, is freeze an iceberg lettuce, making it an icy iceberg lettuce, and then just throw it at the immigrants.
What do you say to that, Nick?
It's the first refuge of an iceologist. Every time we talk about ice, they go, lettuce, lettuce, lettuce. Anyone can say lettuce three times. But I don't know if you've seen about these Swedish trials, but they're doing this plan where, because it's obviously a very cold country,
yes.
And their plans to make the ice out of data, so it's not water-based, but it's just zeros and ones.
Yes.
But because it's ice.
Digital ice.
Digi-ice,
yeah.
And I look at the Olympics medal table and you go, well, we're trouncing Sweden in the medal table, but we can't do something as simple as digital ice.
It is an anomaly, isn't it? That's a fair point. Let me ask you this. You mentioned icebergs. I'll ask you both this question. Nick first. Which is the most offensive out of these two bergs? Ice or batten?
Oh, ice by a long way, but you think you've got Cronin, you've got Batten, you've got Stefan Berg, the tennis player.
Yes.
Win, win, win.
Yeah, and the same question to you on the other line. The other.
Frankly, I'm not a fan of Battenbergs. What is unsettling for me is the mixture of colours. I simply don't agree with it, John.
Yeah, it is.
I believe that...
It is wrong.
It is wrong. I think it's unnatural. I think colours should stick to their own.
Yeah, I was getting that impression from your call. So you think then a Battenberg cake, to use that analogy, it should be either pink or yellow, and the two things should stay separately on one in the marzipan, one out of the marzipan?
No, both in marzipan, I'd say. Separate but equal, I'd say. That's right. My argument.
Okay.
I think it's a really specious argument. Nobody likes Battenberg, and there's no point saying Battenberg or, because that's like, you know, do you want grievous bodily harm or murder? You know, no one wants grievous bodily harm, but they'll choose it over murder.
Some of us do want grievous bodily harm against people like you, Nick.
Well, let's just keep this civil if we can, because, you know, you're saying that, you know, given the choice between, say, murder and Battenberg, most people would choose murder, wouldn't they, because nobody likes Battenberg.
Yeah, it'd be a tough call. And, you know, again, I'd hate to be put in that position. But, you know, if I'm going to choose one of the two, it's not ice.
No.
I tweeted earlier hashtag Team Steam to let it be known what side I was on. I got a like. And that was, you know, that was only this morning. I got a like.
Yeah, well, what do you say to that other line? Well, he's got a like for that. He doesn't want the ice, but he's got a like now.
Well, that all seems very well. But I happen to have put up a Facebook status earlier saying you can't spell the word nice without the word ice. And John, I'm very happy to pronounce that got a comment saying, lol, good point, from my own mother.
But I've got around that. I don't use the word nice. That's the first time I've said it in about a year. I say things like admirable and interesting instead of nice, because why should I give free PR to something I hate?
Go on.
No, that's all.
No,
sorry,
stop.
John, I'm just so,
no. Meh. We wouldn't run out of ice, would we? If we listen, because people worry about the melting ice caps, right? But we wouldn't run out of ice. Right? We've got the wherewithal, and this comes back to the technology argument, because we've talked about digital ice that they're doing in Sweden, and we can't seem to do it here, where they make the ice out of zeros and ones. But we've got the technology to stop the melting of the ice cap. I know, Nick, you won't like this, but just bear with me one moment. Because what is ice? What is ice?
Well, ice is a con. Ice is a con.
In its component, what is ice?
Well, you know,
it's frozen water. Yeah. I'll answer it. It's frozen water, isn't it?
Yeah, right? And have you seen Frozen? Have you got a young daughter?
Yeah,
have you seen
terrible.
Frozen?
Absolutely terrible.
Right, have you ever had a 2-3-year-old sing, let it go, let it go, let it go, like for 9 hours?
Yeah.
Because they've seen Frozen.
Yeah.
And the people in that, ice kills people in that, because it's a real film. It's based on real events.
Yeah. Well, no, but you're right. My point I was going to make, though, I was going to say, if we want to, we don't need to worry about ice running out, because all you got to do is put the sea in a freezer, right? Because everyone's got a freezer, so all we need
I haven't got a freezer. I got rid of my ice box.
Yeah.
If I want to keep meat safe for a while, I put salt in it like they used to. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, no, that works certainly, but you can't argue that if we did want to keep ice. I'm not saying you do. I'm saying what we could do is all put a bit of the sea in our freezers, and therefore there's ice, isn't there?
There's a lot of things. A lot of things we could do. You know, we could hop across. You know, hop across Route 66. You know, over nails or something. We could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah,
you know, it's a theory out there.
Yeah,
but I don't believe in a world where we should deny people to hop across Route 66. I'm sorry, I think we should allow people to do it. It should be encouraged.
Look, we've sort of strayed off the point slightly. Let me just. Just ask me to sum the debate up in one word. Nick first.
Cubes go to hell and melt.
And a man on the other line.
Vanilla.
And there we must leave the debate. That was Nick, very much against the notion of ice, and a man on the other line that sounded suspiciously familiar. With that debate on ice, if you've got an opinion on ice, would you like ice... You right, Con?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like ice? Do you think it's a good idea in 2016, or should we just get rid of ice and ban it altogether? 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 18 minutes past 3.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11-1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in!
Lovely. Giovanni's it is then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card, free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know Screwfix.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, official Team GB partner.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Hampshire, where the westbound A303 in Popham remains closed around the M3. That's following an accident involving two lorries. There's two problems on the M3 in Surrey. London bound 3-2, so heading towards the M25, there's been an accident. The outside lane's closed. Heading away from it, there's a broken down vehicle which is causing delays. There's still a queue on the southbound M5 from junctions 5 down to 8 after earlier problems there. And the York bypass in York, the A64, closed in both directions around the Grimston Bar interchange because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, still to come today's mystery theme quiz before 4 o'clock. You could be the proud owner of £5,000.
No, you can't.
£5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
Up for grabs.
It's down for grabs.
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Yes, we're like other radio stations. We give away, we bribe listeners with money.
No, we don't.
To listen to the radio. £5,000 just by...
£5,000 is not available.
Identifying today's mystery theme. That's coming before 4 o'clock. Do keep listening. Before that, though, some of your reactions have been coming in. A lot about ice and whether or not we need it in this, the post-Brexit 21st century. Do we still need ice? A lot of reactions coming about that. A lot of reactions coming about many things. Cornelius, what
yes,
have you got?
Yes, we've had lots of letters in, actually, John. Christopher has sent A. Gordon has sent B. Yep. Jim has sent C. Day has said D. Ian sent E. John has said F. G has come in from David. Sterling said H, which is quite surprising. Mary has sent I, Jane has sent J, yep. Bobby has sent K, we've had David's come in with L, Brendan says M or N, he's not too sure there, Virginia says O, Ian says P, Robin says Q, R has come in from Barry, Nigel says S, Sebastian has said T, John, and this is coming from Kevin, U. This one, who's this from? Marion has said V, Harvey, X, W as well has come in from Jeffrey. Y from Tony. And finally, Beryl's been in touch. She sent a letter. She sent Z.
Thanks very much indeed. If you'd like to send us a letter, then please do. The address is this. John Holmes Programme, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. And we do apologise, but we can't actually return any of your letters should you send them to us. But please feel free to do so. Now, drunk people. Let's talk about drunk people, because I don't know whether you've ever been out for a drink. I mean, I'm not talking about Victoria now, although, you know, regular listeners will know about her. But anyway, I'm not necessarily talking about drunk people. What I'm talking in the office, what I'm talking about is drunk people out on the streets. At the weekend, we go out onto the streets to find out what drunk people think. Now, you know about, you know, you've heard of a vox pop, right? When people go out on the streets and ask people things, right? This is where drunk people are canvassed for their opinions on the week's news over the weekend. We call it Alco Vox Pops. And it went like this. Excuse me, can I just ask you a quick question? The Yorkshire Ripper is going to go to prison. Do you agree with this?
Sorry, he's been in prison. Is he not in prison already? What? How is he not in prison already? He's definitely in prison already.
Well, good on him if he's better, like, you know. If he's better, then f*** him. Go to prison, isn't it? It'd be all right. It'd be all right.
Better right, you know, like, maybe get a bicycle or something, you know, like a skateboard, maybe.
I agree, but he's really your dad.
Donald Trump has said some pretty questionable things, but if you had to agree with one thing Donald Trump has said, what would it be?
Shoot Hillary Clinton.
Bit of wall.
He did say that.
He did say shit.
Actually, I'll take that one.
What? No, it's misogynistic hatred of all women. You don't agree with that?
No. No, it's too dangerous. It's like, literally, I will die the minute you leave. She'll kill me. I'm glad this is going on tape, because if I do turn up dead, you are the only one who can verify this.
But if he went to Washington, D.C., I don't know whether I've got the correct town or city, but if he went to Washington or wherever it was and shot someone in the street, that he would not lose any voters. And I think I would agree with that, because most of the American population are f***ing nuts.
Vote Donald.
Vote. The only thing that I'd agree with that Donald Trump has said is that his daughter's hot. That's basically it. The only thing that he's got right. He'd be screwing her if he wasn't her dad. Probably true.
The Olympic swimming pool went green. Why?
Guessing it's exceptionally dirty.
Because grass normally grows on the floor, but the water fills it up and then gets the shimmery light of green.
Because it's green.
Tom Daly's tan. Because Tom Daly sneezes.
I should know, because it's got algae in the bottom.
Yes. Well done. Well done.
Well done.
I was close with grass, wasn't I? Yeah. I was close with grass.
Drunk people there.
Was close.
Canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. Drunk people. Canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. I mean, to be honest, it's you know, it's a tall order. But I think they bring something to the news agenda.
They do.
That was previously missing.
It's an insight that no one else can really see, John.
Exactly.
Because it's too blurry.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
To this programme. Anyway, shall we do today's mystery quiz? I'm just going to say the news is very shortly, of course, but you can start your guesses coming. Now, today's mystery quiz, it's a Monday mystery, for no other reason. There's alliteration involved. And what you have to do is guess a thing. Today, it's the return of the mystery theme. Sometimes it's an object that I hold up in front of the microphone. You have to guess what it is. Other times, it's a mystery voice. Today, mystery theme. For £5,000...
£5,000 is not available.
You should identify this mystery theme. Now, the clue I'm going to give you is that it's a television programme. Okay, it's the theme tune to a television programme. But the question is, what's the programme? Now, you can start your message. You can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write the programme you think it is. Or you can use Twitter for this as well, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you think that it is.
And you never know. You could win £5,000.
You definitely cannot win £5,000.
Simply by identifying this tune. Now, it is quite tricky this week, so I am going to give you... This is why I'm playing it now, to give you the chance to think about it over the news. Because it is quite a tricky one. Already we've had some wrong answers in. But remember, there's £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
And it could be yours by 4
no,
o'clock.
No, it couldn't.
So, here it is again. Thunder, right, what's that? It's the Mysteries Monday Mystery Quiz. If you think you know what it is, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You could win £5,000.
No, you couldn't.
Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
An investigation is underway into the death of former Aston Villa player Dalian Atkinson. He died after a police taser was used on him in Telford in the early hours of this morning. Sophie Khan is a lawyer who specialises in the use of stun guns. She's told Talk Radio they can do long-term damage.
You have to be careful where the taser is being deployed on you, because if it's around the chest area, there could be a risk that you could get a cardiac arrest or some kind of breathing issues or damage to your chest, which could have an adverse effect several years down the line.
A mother who lied about her children being ill to falsely claim £375,000 in benefits has been jailed for 7.5 years. The 49-year-old from Croydon in South London said her children suffer from asthma, autism and other health problems over a 10-year period, which led them to have unnecessary surgery. Sports Direct is having to shell out £1 million in back payments after admitting not paying the minimum wage. Some workers at the company's Sharbrook warehouse in Derbyshire will receive as much as £1,000. Labour leadership contender Owen Smith claims the government has a secret plan to privatise the NHS. He says the Conservatives have guaranteed that there will be more private company involvement in healthcare. And Team GB track cyclist Mark Cavendish is looking in good shape after the latest men's Omnium event at the Rio Olympics. He's hoping to stay in medal contention going into the final race later tonight. The weather, a fine end of the day with a clear night for most, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow, another sunny and dry day, especially across western areas where it will feel very warm with highs of 23. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, what can I say?
Nothing.
Okay. In the next half an hour, then, we'll be... Well, first of all, we're going to... so many answers coming in for the mystery theme quiz, by the way, because there's £5,000 up for grabs.
No, there's not.
And we'll also be meeting James Max.
Who?
James Max. Who will be sitting in for Sam Delaney.
Oh, that James Max. Yeah.
Good. He'll be here very shortly, so we'll be talking to him. And today's eargasm as well. We'll be enjoying that together. In the next half an hour, you're listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Irritating, rash, nasty, lump. I can't help, but I know a woman who can. Only the nation's favourite GP, her of embarrassing bodies, Dr. Dawn Harper, live in the studio. The doctor is in on Talk Radio. Next! No, nurse, I said prick his ball and remove his spectacles.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just ahead of some of your guesses for the mystery quiz, a lot of your reactions are coming in, Cornelius. I think we've got some reactions, have we?
Yes, lots coming in, John.
Unfinished. This is the home of reaction, of course. It's Talk Radio. It's what you'd expect. If you've got a... It's a little bit like, you know, when... As I think they're going to be doing soon. We've been hearing about the zombie knives in the news. But it's like when the police have an amnesty for knives or guns. And what happens is they say you can go and just drop off these things at police stations. No questions asked, don't they? That's like how an amnesty works. This is very much a sort of an opinion amnesty where your opinions are welcome. We welcome them. Your reactions, your opinions on anything you like. And you can just drop them off. No questions asked. They could be racist. They could be offensive to people. They could be well out of date and certainly not politically correct. Whatever it is, though, we will take them and put them beyond use. Whatever your reaction, get into is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So I've just remembered, if you have got a racist opinion, you've probably already sent that to LBC.
Yeah.
They love that stuff over there. So what have you got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. McDonald's customer said that the other day he was suffering from the flu and he just ate one chicken nugget and he felt fine again. Mm. The White Stripes that say that a Seven Nation Army couldn't hold them back.
No, that is fact.
And why don't you recycle at Talk Radio? That comes in from the tweets and texts we imagine we're going to get once I've just revealed that we don't recycle here at Talk Radio.
It's odd that, isn't it? Mm. Okay, in this day and age. So it's guesses time. For today's Monday mystery theme tune. Now, occasionally on a Monday, we have a mystery object. I hold something up in front of the microphone. You have to identify it. Sometimes it's a mystery voice. It speaks, but who is it? Today, mystery theme tune, you're trying to identify this. Right, Fingers Wakely has been on. Let's go there first. John, too easy this week. I enter every week. This week, too easy. It's our Wiedersehen pet.
Is it?
No, Fingers Wakely, I'm afraid it isn't. He's written, can I have my winnings in euros? No, it is sterling. £5,000.
£0,000.
Up for grabs.
Down for grabs.
In sterling, should anyone get it correct today. You've got about 25 minutes to do so as well. John, it's Gary Andrews. Hi, Gary. Is the mystery theme tune Green Acres, the 1960s sitcom starring Eddie Albert and Eva Gabor as a couple who moved from New York City to a country farm? Let's have a listen to it again. Let's just have a listen. No, it's not, Gary.
No.
Oh, Gary.
No.
£5,000.
No, it's not available.
Up for grabs before the end of the...
It's not.
Bribing listeners like they do on Heart.
I don't know why I keep saying that. When it's
hi, John. Love the show. Is it Tales of the Golden Monkey? That's Rick in Lincoln. Good afternoon, Rick. Is the money going to be yours, Rick? Is the money going to be yours? It's not Tales of the Golden Monkey. It's not Tales of the Golden. Otherwise, that money would have been yours.
No, it wouldn't have.
It's songs of praise. Fingers Wakely's had another crack at it. Is it the theme to song that Sunday evening tea time used to be? Probably moved now. I don't know. I haven't watched it for years. Favorite songs of praise. Let's have a listen. Thunder, no, it's not. I do want someone to get it.
Mm. Well, we all do, John.
You know, it's... Hi, John. Is the mystery theme tune the Saturday evening television staple starring George Peppard and others, the A-Team? It's easily recognisable, John. I got it straight away as soon as you played it. The £5,000 is mine. And that's for Ian. Let's listen to the theme tune again. It's not the 18.
You can sort of guess, see why
he
guessed
went that way.
Right, if you just play it again, just...
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Yeah, it sounds the same tune,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's slightly different, though. It's very
minute. The lyrics are different, I think.
Yeah.
There's a little difference between... I'm so sorry, Ian. It's not that. Neither is it Searching My Soul Tonight by Vonda Shepherd, which was, of course, the theme to Ally McBeal. And that's a guest that's come in from Vonda Shepherd, who's listening to the show. So, Vonda, I know, I don't know whether the royalties are still coming in from that one hit that you had, but I'm afraid it isn't your hit, so you won't get the £5,000. I'm very sorry to say. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the adverts next,
mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm going to roll this over, right? Because I think someone's going to get it today.
Yeah.
I really think someone's going to get it. So I'm going to roll it over the ads,
mm-hmm.
Right?
That's why I had that rolling pin.
Yes. And I'm going to roll it over. But what I'm going to do, because I'm rolling it over, the prize money rolls over with it.
Oh, what, the £0,000?
So it's now £10,000.
That is not correct.
Up for grabs.
Down for grabs.
If you can identify this tune. That is all you just need to identify. £10,000
is not available
by 4 o'clock. You think someone's going to get it? Could be you. £10,000
not available.
Keep your guesses coming in. One more time into the ads. Sounds like this. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, I'm David Brent.
This summer, the boss is back.
Do you miss me?
And hitting the big screen.
I am following my dream as the lead singer in the band Foregone Conclusion.
We are going to get a little bit funky, probably too funky.
Ricky Gervais is David Brent, live on the road, in Cinemas Friday, Certificate 15.
Correct, I'm under.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
To Hampshire, where the westbound A303 in Popham remains closed around the M3. That's following an accident involving two lorries. There's two problems on the M3 in Surrey. London bound 3-2, so heading towards the M25, there's been an accident. The outside lane's closed. Heading away from it, there's a broken down vehicle which is causing delays. There's still a queue on the southbound M5 from junctions 5 down to 8 after earlier problems there. And the York bypass in York, the A64, closed in both directions around the Grimston Bar interchange because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Lapping at a saucer of milk in the front of the actress Rue Lelenska. The mother of all cat impersonators.
Whoa.
Celebrity Big Brother star, George Galloway.
What did you call him off air?
Nothing. So, the had the word mother in it. It's... Did you know the news that there is?
Oh, the news?
Yes.
Yes,
complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Cornelius, because in many ways, you're not the only one, so don't feel bad. We've got a lot of letters in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of people saying the same thing. For instance, this arrived in the post, the Talk Radio post bag this morning. Dear John, read the news. I just can't get my head around it. That's come in from Paul. Another one came in. Dear John, read the news. I just can't get my head around it. That's from Jake. Dear John, This one's an email. Read the news. Just can't get my head around it. That's from Louise. You had something? You got
something? Yeah, we've just got a postcard from Nigel. He says, "Hi, John. I've just visited Italy, where I went to hospital for some the very world's first ever neck transplant. As you imagine, the operation was very successful. As soon as I stepped out of the hospital, I saw a newspaper I picked up. And despite my new neck transplant, you'll be very disappointed, as was I, to hear that I couldn't get my head around it."
Well, allow us to help every single one of you who can't, because that is very much our role. We are here to help. We are your friends at Talk Radio. The news is complicated. When you distill it right down to its component parts, what you end up with, and you'll know this if you've done it, is, but just by peeling the layers of the news away, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. On a daily basis, we like to help by explaining the news in haikus.
Dominate. Headlines on otherwise what is a slow news day.
The news in haikus there. Now, there is still the small, nay, large matter of 5,000, nay, £10,000 that we have to give away.
We do not have to give away and will not give away. In fact, it doesn't even exist.
Before 4 o'clock. You can win it simply by identifying this mystery theme. That's what it sounds like, eventually. Here it is again, this mystery theme. What is it? We've had lots of guesses in, thousands, but none of them right so far. So who? Well, it could be you. A lot of guesses coming in. John, is it the theme to the Sharon Gless and Tyne Daly starer, although Cagney and Lacey, although Cagney was played by season one in Meg Foster. John, was it the theme to Cagney and Lacey? That's coming from, who's that from? Jenny. Jenny, it's not Cagney and Lacey. I'm really sorry, Cornelius. Have you got a
Steve V on Twitter says, "Is it the theme from It Ain't Half Hot, Mum?"
No, it's not. No, because that was Meet the Gang. Because the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. With music and laughter, we'll help you on your way. We're raising the rafters with a hey, hey, hey. With songs, with sketches, with jokes old and new. With us about, you won't feel blue. So meet the gang, cos the boys are here. The boys to entertain you. B-O-B-O-Y-S, boys to entertain you. Wasn't that?
No.
There's still £10,000 up for grabs.
No, there's not.
And while you're thinking what this piece of music... what is that theme tune? We will play today's Eargasm. Also, on a Monday, what we like to do on Talk Radio, it's the home of debate. Normally, the debate that it's home to is talking debate. But occasionally, we take two opposing, not opinions, but bits of music. And then they get mashed together. And rather than create an argument, they create beautiful music. Beautifuller. It's two bits of beautiful music that together create beautifuller music. Today's Eargasm, then. Beatles versus Mark Ronson. It's Talk Radio. There it is. Right now. Beatles. Come together. Versus Mark Ronson. Right now. On Talk Radio. Come together. Today's eargasm. Right now. Right now. Right now. Now. All the beat. So some of your guesses coming in for today's mystery theme tune. Here are some more of them. John, is it the 1970s TV quiz show Ask the Family, chaired by Robert Robinson? No. Would that it were, would that it were. Slightly niche joke there for people who remember Ask the Family. John, is it the Saturday evening TV staple Airwolf? No. No, it isn't, I'm afraid. John, is it the Saturday evening TV staple BJ and the Bear, where there was a trucker played by Greg Evigan, and he was a trucker, and he was called BJ. BJ, and he had and his best friend Bear. This is the funny thing. It wasn't a bear.
You've told us this before. You tell us this every week.
It was
John.
A chimpanzee.
Was it really a chimpanzee?
Yes, Cass.
No.
Was it?
Called Bear.
No.
Yes.
What? That's
yes.
crazy.
I know, but from thence the humour arose.
You were literally doing this in my dream the other day.
BJ and the bear, but he wasn't a bear.
No, we've established that.
He was a chimpanzee. It's just his name that was Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's confusing for you, isn't it, John?
Yes, but it was a chimpanzee called Bear. Mm. It's really funny because
it's not funny. Because
we've got to stop this.
It was a truck driver called BJ.
No one cares.
And nobody cares anymore.
BJ.
Shut up.
And his best friend.
I will take down your mic.
Called Bear.
No. Move on.
It was a chimpanzee, wasn't it? No one
cares.
He sat next to him in the truck, actually. He sat just on the seat.
I wish the truck run him over.
It's not very nice. He's a poor bear.
Well, he's actually a chimpanzee. Yeah.
A truck would be damaged if it hit a bear, but a chimpanzee would straight over it, wouldn't it?
Mm, yeah.
Honest. That's a good point. Anyway, so it's not the theme tune to... wasn't the theme tune to BJ and the Bear. It wasn't that, so that's not right. Anyway, no one's got that. No one's guessed it. No one has won the £10,000.
Because it's not there to be won.
This was the theme tune you're trying to identify. It's very simple. What is this? You've still got about 8 minutes to try and guess it if you want to. In the meantime, it's time for us to wander out on the streets, as we do on a daily basis, of course, because out there... where the streets are, if you've ever been in a street, you'll notice that out there in it, there are people. People in the streets. But the question is, what do the people think? We send a crack team of reporters outside to find out what the people think. That's what we do. So, today's no exception. Let's go out into the streets to take the pulse of the nation, to find out what the people think.
Top hats. Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Top hat.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Ring pulls. Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls. Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Ring pulls.
Top hats.
Ring pulls.
Top hat.
Top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats.
And there we have it. That's what the people think. Today we went outside and asked the people in the street, what do they think? Do they think ring pulls or top hats? And that's very much taken the pulse of the zeitgeist of the nation right there. But it doesn't matter what they think. The question is, what do you think? It's Talk Radio. It's your reaction that counts. What do you think? Do you think ring pulls What do you think, top hats? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word top hats or ring pulls.
All right, it's coming up to 5 to 4. At 4 o'clock, there's no Sam Delaney, but in his place comes James Max. Good afternoon, James Max.
Well, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's the most colourful shirt I've seen for a long time.
It is. Wow. It is quite bright, isn't
it's
it?
It's like someone sewed together a number of interesting picnic blankets.
Indeed, yes.
But not in a bad way.
No, not in a bad way. It's an interesting shirt that I thought would work really well on the radio.
Yes, well, it does that.
Yes.
Certainly. So, I don't think we've met before, so I'd love it to see.
Our paths have crossed at what I like to call the dark side. Just leave it at that.
Do you mean global?
That dark side, yes.
Yes, good, fine, just checking. Yes. There is no other.
So,
yes,
so,
because you were on the other station.
I was on that one. And then this is weird coming back here, because years ago, on the sister station, I used to do quite a lot of stuff with them on their drive time show.
Yes.
So, it's quite funny. All the same faces. It's all very familiar.
Yeah. Did anything technical work then either? Or?
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, good, Ron.
No.
Just look, some things don't change.
Dare I say it, the lavatories have not changed. I don't think anybody's cleaned them since I was last here 7 years ago.
Nobody's flushed those for 7 years.
No, they certainly
haven't. Just sort of piled up like a festival.
It's unbelievable.
It's not.
Unbelievable.
I blame Moose. Right.
Who wouldn't? We always did.
So, and continue to do so.
Absolutely.
James, so you're in for Sam all week?
I am.
Good
all
stuff.
Week, Monday, Thursday. So,
what you got on today?
So today, a sort of mixed smorgasbord, really, as we sort of turn our attention to some of those big stories of the day. So we're asking about energy providers, whether you think that you're going to be ripped off by your energy provider. Inevitably, reaction to the Olympic Super Sunday. What an incredible day that was. Absolutely extraordinary. So we'll be getting a reaction to that. We're also going to be turning our attention to the UK's housing crisis. You may have seen an article in today's Times newspaper talking about the huge backlog of planning applications. But really, it comes down to whether or not you are prepared to have mass housing on your doorstep. Because if you're not prepared to do it and everybody else says no, we're never going to solve the crisis. So we'll be talking about that. And also we'll be turning our attention to this very sad story of the ex-footballer who's died after being tasered by police in Telford. We're going to be asking when tasers should be used. Mm. Amongst also some of the lighter stuff as we catch up with what's happening on social media. Russ Kane is going to be in. We'll be getting all the business news from David Buick. And indeed, we'll be catching up on finding out, who is popping corks in the nation.
I'll tell you what, this is a lot more informative than when Sam Delaney does it.
Yeah,
he just rambles on, and you've just given us what I call an excellent guide. Mm. So
thank you.
What's coming up?
I was told no rambling, get to the point.
Were you?
Yes. You'll the bosses, they were very prescriptive.
Well, good Lord.
It's never
happened
for everything. Exactly. That's never happened in my last 12 and a half years of broadcast. No, never. Just ramble your way through.
That's more or less how it'll be. James, thank you. James will be with you through till Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
With some sort of radio programme. By the way, nobody guessed the mystery theme tune.
Oh.
So the £10,000...
which is not available.
...that was up for grabs before 4 o'clock.
No,
this
wasn't.
Have we got it again? Just to end on, this is what you were trying to guess. I mean, what theme, what programme is that theme to? No one got it, so we're going to roll it over to next week. £20,000.
No, not.
Up for grabs.
No, there won't
be. Here on Talk Radio.
No, there won't be.
We'll see you tomorrow
at
1 o'clock.
Never.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.